Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you know how we do all day, every day, giving you what you want, what you need on Lush Radio Online. You know, we're going to have a hot or not going down tonight. Tonight, we're going to have your boy Scarface live in the building, the legend, the father of down south hip-hop. He's going to be calling in. He might be calling in from the golf course, because when I heard from a birdie, he likes playing golf. Also, we're going to have the one and only CEO, my boy, the man with the plan, Doggy Diamonds, live in the building, the CEO of Forbes DVD, man. I'm talking about they doing their numbers. I'm sorry to say this, they doing more than Worldstar. Still love him, though, but he doing more than Worldstar. You know what I'm saying? Doggy Diamonds, he's doing this thing. He got the exclusive interviews, the hotness. My man Camera Game is retarded. Love this dude to death. In my eyes, he's a star and a good dude. So he's going to be coming on, saying, you know, we're going to be talking to him, interviewing him. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully he can stay on it and tell us if he likes this Hot or Not song tonight on Lush Radio Online. And also, definitely want to shout out our sponsors, Strictly Bum One, along with that Ohana Shop, and Diverse Media Group, LLC. If you're in the New York area, there's going to be a Biz Marquee event going down along with Wendy ENT that's going down in New York. If you want to see the flyer, go to www.lushradioonline.com and go check that out, because it's definitely going to be a hot one. It's something that you shouldn't miss, because Dana Dane, a couple of old school MCs is going to be in the building. So check for that. Shout out to my girl Wendy. Happy B-Day. Also, this week, Wednesday, I was out at Sofas in the Bronx. It went down. Fabulous was in the building. Terrence J was in the building. Mad People was in the building. You know what I'm saying? And Fabulous, I took some pictures with DJ Carmelo and DJ Enough. The Heavy Hitters was in the building. Ciroc Boys was in the building. Nick Storm was in the building. Shout out to Aries, Aries, the whole Sofa. It's a sheet thing. ME2K Magazine, the whole squad. We was there rocking it. You know what I mean? So, like I said, man, it's going down. Also, She's Got Talent is going down in Philly April the 9th. So check for that. Hadonis, we see you. We salute you. And we here. Lush Radio Online. We getting it cracking. So I'm going to go to the phone lines and see if I got my wonderful co-host live in the building. You know what I'm saying? So, Ebony, what's good, good, my booby? What's good with you?
What's going on? Enjoying this Cali weather for shiggity.
For shiggity, my nizzle, you know, live in the building, you know, happy Passover and everything to everybody, you know what I'm saying, enjoy that. Ebony, you got some shout-outs real quick before we go ahead and bring Guru live on the line and get with Doggy Diamond.
Yes, I want to send a shout-out to Guilty 147, a shout-out to Genius, a shout-out to Lady Shaq from Over the Top Promo, and also The Real Queen 1, and Nelly Red 3, those are my shout-outs.
what it is, and we're going to move on to Irvington, New Jersey. What up, Future Guru? You got your shout-outs, fam?
Yeah, shout-out Lush Radio, shout-out Ebony, you know, the whole Jersey movement, the whole Jersey movement, you know,
murder
of ADK, and, you know, shout-out to Manuel out there at CT and his artists, you know, he got a, you know, a real good positive song you might, you know, try to check out, so shouting out to everybody that's supporting the show tonight. You already know. Shout out to Doggy Diamonds for joining us.
That's what it is. And we're going to go to the phone lines and see if we have the wonderful and the man with the plan, my dude, Doggy Diamond. Hey, Doggy, you live on the line, Doggy. What's good?
Yes, I am live, in effect. What's going on?
What's good with you, fam?
Yo, I've been a little under the weather. I got a nephew, and you know it's that season where them little children always keep a little runny nose, and he likes to be up under me all day, so he coughs in my face. I tell him to cough his mouth, cover his mouth, but he's only, like, going on 2 years old this month, so he don't know what the hell is going on, so he wants to give me his call. So, you know, my voice is my money, so I ain't been answering my phone. I ain't been talking to nobody because I got to conserve my voice, but I'm doing good. Yesterday was my first time out in, like, a week, so I'm back.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. What's up, man? And we honored to have you on the show, my dude, for real. Let's give you some Lush Radio love.
Yeah. I'm humbled. No autographs, please. No autographs, please. I'm humbled by any time anybody asks to interview me, because I look at what I do. I don't really look at it as anything special because I love it so much I be forgetting that it's a job, and I forget sometimes that some people appreciate what I do, because a lot of people don't show appreciation nowadays. This business is so competitive, enough people don't say, yo, you're doing a good job. So when people say they want to interview me or talk to me, I'd be like, for what? Like, what the hell do I do that's so stressful? But then sometimes I really got to think, you know, I did do a lot of historical things as far as this, in this business and stuff. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that y'all even want to talk to me, because I was sitting there, I was laying down sleep, I was mad doofy. Supposed to be editing footage, and I wasn't doing nothing because it's cold. It's still in there a little bit, so I was resting, but I'm happy to be here.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Definitely, you know, happy and honored to have you on the show. Do you got any shout-outs before we get into it?
Yeah, let me just shout-out everybody who supports ForbesDVD.com. That's www.forbesdvd.com. Shout-out to my partner, co-CEO of ForbesDVD.com. M. Rec, he got a big video buzzing right now all over the internet featuring Prodigy. Actually, it was the last video Prodigy shot before going into prison. It's called Gutter Quran. It's on This Is 50, ForbesDVD.com, Vlad TV, YouTube, every main blog site, now, right everywhere. It's all.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who just support the whole ForbesDVD.com movement.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Now, Doggy, you know, basically, you know, I just want to thank you, you know, for, you know, even taking the time, because I know you're a real busy man that, you know, come on the show and everything. What inspired you, you know, tell the audience out there, you know, what inspired you to get into, you know, the video, being a videographer and just dealing with the music industry in general?
Well, the inspiration comes from the love of the music, first and foremost, the love of the music. When you love music, you tend to venture off in different fields in the music business. So I started out as a DJ, went from DJ to producer, still a producer to this day, and then just doing visuals because it was like, why, you know, chase people around for your video? Put it like this. Rec was doing a DVD called Outside Hot 97, a classical DVD. Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box said it was a classic, so it's a classic. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he say is law. And he was doing the DVD, and it took the editors a year to finish it. So a DVD only takes, like, 3 days to finish. So we were saying, yeah, we can't be stifled and, you know, stagnated by somebody else controlling your destiny. We got to learn how to do this. Long story short, got a camera. 3 months, I was editing. And it just went like that. And now I'm just editing my own videos, editing my own interviews and doing all that. So that's what basically got me inspired by people, you know, messing us around.
Hello?
Can we curse on this?
We lost him and stuff.
Oh, so basically you got inspired by Ebony, where you at?
Hello?
I'm right here.
I don't know. So what just happened? Talking on the line.
He's still talking. He was still talking.
You can still hear me?
We all here. We all here. He was talking to you, baby. Where Lush at?
What just happened?
Lush, you good.
Doggy's still here. Doggy's still on the line, Lush.
Hello.
Yeah, she can't hear.
Doggy's still on the line, baby.
Lush. Oh, I think her phone was, what was going on, what was messing up.
We can hear you, Doggy. We can hear you, Doggy.
Doggy, you still there? Okay, well, you guys stay tuned for technical difficulties we're having about right now.
So, wait a minute. Is Doggy still on the line with us, Ebony?
I don't think so. I think he fell off. Unless
he fell off. Well, if he fell off, he got to come right back because he was in the middle of dropping some real knowledge for everybody.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
We got to really show respect to the fact that he's grinded and try to do it on his own. I mean, you know, for somebody of you know, to be competing, you know, with World Star right there at this point in such a short amount of time, that's like monumental. So I'm actually taking my hat off for him right now because he is up in the mix. The people looking around for content and want to see the latest, that's where they go, to Forbes. Forbes DVD, that's the name right there, and the street's holding it down. I've been on it, checking it out.
Definitely, that's what's up. We definitely need to give it up to him.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the Lushy Lush switchboard. See if we can get back, pop him on the line. Yeah, we got Lushy
Lush. I don't know what just happened. I think my stuff got disconnected. I was like, I ain't know what just happened.
We got
to
find
out
if we can get Doggy back on the line. It'd be a good.
Yeah. I think he's still back on. Doggy, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
okay. Sorry about that.
This is what happens when you're doing real shit. Real shit happens. It can't always be perfect, you know.
Exactly.
Sometimes the imperfection is what makes it perfect. But I'll get back into it real quick because, you know, I like to talk. So, you know, this is fun for me. So, basically, from us getting fucked around, shout out to everybody that's listening right now, too. Y'all should listen every time the show is on Lush Radio Online. But what happened was, from us getting fucked around waiting for a year to put out a DVD, you know, in a year's time, a few people on the DVD passed away and everything. So they never even saw themselves on the DVD because the editors took so long. Kavlar, rest in peace. He did Step Your Game Up DVD. He got murdered. He was on the DVD. Stack Bundles was on the DVD. He got murdered. And a few other people.
Yeah.
And they never even saw themselves on the DVD. So we just say, you know what? We got to figure out how to do this on our own. Because in life, you never put your destiny in another man's hands, which you could do for yourself. Something that's beyond outside of your means, maybe you might need help. But something that you can do, if you just take a little time and dedication, you better figure it out. So we figured it out, and now we're here today, ForbesDVD.com. 19 DVDs in 2 years. I did 6 come-up DVDs, over 700 interviews in 2 years. That's where I'm at with it.
That's what it is. Like I said, if you're just joining us right now, we had a quick technical difficulty, but when you're doing live radio, stuff happens.
Yep.
You know, well, we're live right now with Doggy Diamonds. We're also going to have Scarface live in the building, you know what I'm saying? The legendary, you know, father of, you know, the Southern hip hop, you know, is going to be live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. Right now, we're live with Doggy Diamond, and he's telling us how basically he got into the whole DVD game and just dealing with the music in general. So, you know, Doggy's actually doing bigger numbers than Worldstar. If y'all don't know, y'all better check them stats on Alexa. He's doing his numbers, man. He's doing his 1-2. So, like, you know, for those people that really want to get them hits on their videos, you know, definitely holler at ForbesDVD.com. you know, also, Doggy, when it comes to the industry in general, you know, who do you kind of look up to when it comes to the DVD game? Is there anybody that kind of inspired you?
I always respect who came before me. But, you know, I take what came before me and try to innovate it. You know, I didn't come to change the word. I just come to fulfill it. You know what I'm saying? That's something that Jesus said about the Old Testament and New Testament. But we ain't going to get into that. But I look up to Ralph McDaniels, Video Music Box, because if it wasn't for Ralph McDaniels and Video Music Box, none of us would be doing it. So I had the pleasure of meeting him this past summer, and I was just like, you know, I'm like a little kid when I see certain people. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a little kid when I was watching them, so how could I be cocky because I'm older now? Like, yeah, fuck that nigga, Ralph McDaniels. Nah, Ralph McDaniels, that's who I look up to. I respect Smack. I respect, how could I forget the name of his DVD? All Access DVD, Craze. I respect Fendi from the Come Up DVD for putting me onto this. But when I see all of them, they anointed me to interview King. That's why I got that name. I got that from them. I got that from my peers. I got that from Sub-Zero seeing me and saying, yo, you the best interviewer there is. You know what I'm saying? So when he said that to me, I was like, wow, maybe I'm really, really on to something, because I was only on my first DVD when he said that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay. But I respect everybody who came before me. I respect everybody who know what it's like to get bootlegged by them Africans, who know what it's like for them Africans to only try to give you a dollar for your product. I respect everybody who go through that. You know, anybody who's trying to come into the game and add on to it. Not, you know, I don't respect nobody who's trying to take away and mess up what was already built by our elders. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, yeah, and I got a special shout-out to Fab Five Freddy, who was on Your MTV Raps, and Love and Dr. Dre, Your MTV Raps. And I'm a little older, so I remember a guy by the name of Carlos De Jesus. He hosted Hot Track. They used to come on every Friday night. That was our first time really seeing rap on TV. So, Carlos De Jesus, I don't know if you're alive or dead, but shout-out to you for paving the way. And that was before all that stuff. That was like the first thing, Hot Track.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Like I said, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it straight to my other co-host, the one and only beautiful Ebony, live from the Cali area. Ebony, you got a question for Doggy?
Yes, I do. How you doing today, Doggy?
How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I wanted to ask you, like, looking at your videos and the content that you provide for your audience, what piques your interest and the reason of what videos that you pick in order to display on your site?
Well, the ForbesDVD.com is not a hip-hop site. Some people get it twisted, like it's a hip-hop site. It's an entertainment site. So I try to provide everything that I feel like you need to know, and I give you the blue and I give you the red pill. Everything that I give you is, it could be some bullshit. As far as like a girl shaking their booty, I mean, I'm a man. I like booty, so I want to see that. You know what I'm saying? And there's viewers who want to see that. But then that could be the red pill. But the blue pill is that police brutality right there. Something about, you know, I put a lot of stuff on Malcolm X on there. I put a lot of stuff with you know, dealing with the New World Order and, you know, secret societies. I put stuff like that on there. So it's basically, I just try to be diverse. And I also put a lot of hip-hop. I put hip-hop artists on there that nobody else gives a chance to. You don't have to pay $750 like some sites to get on there. You know, just send the music, has to be good. And I also like to give other people a chance because the blogs are kind of controlling hip-hop. So that's why you only see J. Cole's and Joel Ortiz and these artists, and I don't mean to single them out, but I did, so fuck them. You see other artists besides those artists, because it is more artists than those artists, but being that the blogs are controlling hip-hop, they try to make you believe that that's the only artist that exists. You know what I'm saying? So I try to give you a little bit of everything that's going on, hip-hop and the world around it, because hip-hop controls the world, so that's why it's a lot of hip-hop-based stuff, but there's also some real things going on in the community. You know, when little kids, Easter egg hunt and stuff. I put stuff like that on the site, you know, because you got to have something for everybody. But I give you the red and the blue pill. You can either take some of the stuff that people might deem to be ignorant, or you could take some of the stuff that, you know, might brighten up your day. You know, however you got a choice. You know, you got a choice. I don't just give you one thing and you got to roll with it. I try to give, you know, try to make it diverse.
And that's true. If you go to ForbesDVD.com, like I said, they're doing big numbers, you know what I'm saying? And they're basically doing more numbers than Worldstar, you know? And but, I mean, they both video sites, but I honestly feel like, you know, if you go check Alexa, you'll see the numbers. You know, their ranking is retarded right now.
And the funny thing, with the comparison to Worldstar, the main difference between us and Worldstar is that we do real numbers. Worldstar numbers is fake and has been exposed already, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? How I feel with them, more power to them, you know what I'm saying? It's like more power to them. They can't do what I do. They know that. As far as, like, they can't go to Cypress Hill right now in East New York, Brooklyn, and get footage. Because I got a pass out here on the streets, you know what I'm saying? I put in my work, so I do whatever. They can't get Biggs from Rockefeller to talk. I did that, you know what I'm saying? To talk to me, not to a website, you know, not a drop that somebody caught from a flip camera phone or a BlackBerry, you know, phone. I got an actual interview with Biggs from Rockefeller. If you tell me another person who got that, then I'll wait. You know what I'm saying? I'll sit here quiet till you figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So they can't do what I do. It's just that sometimes when people come before you, that's all people know. You just got to redirect the people. You got to keep, and we only a year old. You know what I'm saying? What, ForbesDVD.com is just getting them two bottom teeth right now, starting to walk real tall. Wait till the mouth full of it.
But you're only a year old, but your numbers are retarded right now. You know what I'm saying? On Alexa, your ranking is like crazy because I want to check myself. And the work speaks for itself. And for all those people out there, artists that's really looking for a place, you know, he's not, you know, oh, you got to be this, that, and the third. Like, he's open. You know, he has a variety of different artists that he puts on there, and he gives you different things, not just, you know, hip-hop. He puts a lot of different stuff on there. For his DVD, and they get real interviews on there. And if you're just joining us right now, like I said, we're going to have the legendary Scarface live on the show right now. We're with Doggy Diamond, CEO of Forbes DVD right now, representing the Brooklyn, New York area. This is real Brooklyn right here.
Yes, sir. You know I'm Brooklyn biased.
Brooklyn for life. You know what I'm saying?
And I tell people the spelling is ForbesDVD.com. You know, not with the S. But even if you put the S in, get it twisted, it's going to redirect to the real site. We got a big relaunch coming, like, in another week as soon as this damn coda finishes a lot of stuff. You know, I've been kind of keeping on the hush. I got a lot of crazy stuff planned. The footage that I got is untouched in hip-hop. Like, I done started so many trends. Like, sometimes you're trying to be humble, but when you be humble, some people take your humility, like, you don't care, or sometimes you got to stick your chest out every now and again and just show people, like, yo, hold up. I'm over here, too, and I'm doing my thing. I just don't have to front like you do because it's natural. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
But I got some crazy footage. Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this to my other co-host, Future Guru from Irvington, and then I'm going to check on the line. I don't know if we got Scarface, because I know he's supposed to be calling in from the golf course, because I heard from a birdie he likes to play golf. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for my boy from Irvington. Hey, Guru, you got a question for Doggy Fan?
Yeah, Jersey in the building. I just want to get his Twitter, because I don't have his Twitter information, because we live on our Twitter with the show, then I'm going to ask my questions. You can shout out that Twitter real quick, fan.
Oh, it's at Doggy Diamonds. That's D-O-G-G-I-E, Diamonds with an S, at Doggy Diamonds. And if y'all follow me on Twitter, my Twitter is entertainment. I talk about the realest shit going on in hip-hop. It's just at Doggy Diamonds, D-O-G-G-I-E, Diamonds with the S at the end. And I talk about the realest, like, yesterday I went to Dizzy Wax, had a meet and greet with Nas, and Nas a weirdo. I said that shit live on Twitter. I said that shit in his face. I don't know what happened to that dude. He had to go to Queensbridge and just chill for like a month, get back in the loop, because that nigga done got weird. You know what I'm saying? So I put that shit on Twitter. But I entertain people. Twitter is not about me going to say, oh, my thumb hurt and I just jammed my finger in the door. But Twitter is an information highway, so you're supposed to be giving people information. I don't need nobody having a boat play-by-play on my life.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to give nobody that much access to your life. So I do it to give information. I say a lot of things that's positive, say a lot of negative shit, but I also speak about a lot of the injustice that's going on in the music industry that people are afraid of. You know, being that I started ForbesDVD.com, I say what I want because I'm not signed to nobody, and nobody owns that but me. So I say what the hell I want. I go at anybody, and I speak real stuff all the time.
That's what it is. And, Google, you got a question for Doggy?
Okay, absolutely. I like what he said about how the bloggers out here just like to jump on the like the fads, just to think that their website is going to get popping, but they don't understand the work that it takes to build their site. So I'm just going to ask them, because I'm a web designer and I got skills with the HTML and did that since 2002. Just tell them what it takes to build what you do. Like, you can't just come in the game thinking you're going to be popping in 2 months. Even though he doing his numbers, but just tell them what it is to get your own brand out there.
Well, it takes every day. Like, it takes you might lose your relationship. You know, your girl might leave with your kids. You know, your wife might want to divorce you. You might be in the streets spending a lot of gas money, putting a lot of miles on your V. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot. Like, Forbes DVD. Let me tell you something about Forbes DVD. See, people think the site is just up, but if you look at the Saigon and Mobb Deep fight footage, that said Forbes DVD on it. That's how long we was planning it for it to come. If you look at when Jay Hood first left D-Block and he was in his mom's crib, that was me interviewing him, said Forbes DVD at the bottom of it, and that was in 07. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a lot. It's all about branding. If you're not going to see everybody got it twisted because you got Ning, which is a free free service, which I don't knock nobody with a Ning site. But stop having these Ning sites and acting like you competing with people who have actual HTML, Flash, coding, JavaScripts, and all that on their site. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. We don't have just a WordPress theme. We have an actual site that take coding and all this extra stuff, but we built the brand. It takes a lot to build your brand, and it takes a lot for people to believe in you, you know, because why should they come to Falls when you got WorldStar? You have to show people, well, this is why you should come over here. Because we have something that they'll never be able to get. You know what I'm saying? And also, it's not wrong with going over there. Go over there. Just hit new tab every time. Have Forbes here. Have WorldStar here. And hit F5 and refresh on both sites. You know what I'm saying? And go to Forbes first, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to see that WorldStar took the videos that we put up already. That's been a proven fact. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we had such a rivalry with them that people just always put us both in a box. And this ain't no Biggie and Tupac with Forbes, EBD, and WorldStar. They do what they do. We do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Just watch. They had a head start. They had a head start. They jumped the gun. They had a head start. They out there first. But almost to the three quarters of the way, you're going to see them wheezing and bending over, and we going to pass them. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I know what I got planned. I know what I do. So.
That's what it is. Doggy, hold on 1 second. Let me go ahead and open his lines and see if we got Scarface on the line real quick, because I know he was out there playing golf. Let me see. Caller from the 845. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? Caller from the 845. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? 845. Okay. Caller from the 203, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? Caller from the 203, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? You must press 1 to talk. Hello? 203. Okay. 845? Alrighty then. Okay. Like I said, we live on Lush Radio Online, and we're live with Doggy Diamonds. We will have Scarface live on the show with us in a few seconds. So, Doggy, you know, being in the industry and you know, you got good times, you got bad times, what do you feel is the hardest adversity you had to deal with?
Just having people to believe in you. You know, when you have people that come before you, see, we live in a society where people are trained. They want to go to what they know. So just to say, yo, I'm over here, look at what I got, to have people even look in your direction, is the hardest thing you have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because if everybody's used to going to MTV, how could a new network come out and say, come over here too? It's like, yeah, you over there, but who are you? You know what I'm saying? The MTV could have been fell off and not, because if speaking about MTV literally, the MTV used to be for music television. They don't even got no music on it. It's all reality TV. So they should change the shit to RTV. You know what I'm saying? So when you coming in this and you're trying to build your brand and have people follow you and deal with you, the hardest thing is for people to believe. Yo, I done had people say to me, how you going to compete with Worldstar? How you going to do this? How you going to do that? And all I can say is, yo, the best way to take on a bully is to punch them right in their mouth. Because you already deemed to lose. Y'all already doubted me. So all I could do is just go full-fledged ahead and at them. If I lose, then y'all thought I was going to lose anyway. So what difference do it make? You know what I'm saying? But that bully will respect me. But if I win, now I get the world on my side. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at this whole thing. Like, nobody in this industry could tell me what I can and can't do because they ain't never helped me. You know what I'm saying? Everything I did was always self-contained. I did for myself. Off my own grind, no cosign. And that's how I model. We did this off our own grind, no cosign. So it's a lot of adversity, man. I tell everybody that's coming in, rapper, web designer, videographer, model, not y'all strippers who think y'all models. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about real models, not the ones who is on the pole and then now you think you're a model, not y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a whole other subject. We'll talk about that another time. But anybody that's coming into this, trying to do your thing, man, just know it take a lot. It ain't going to be overnight. That overnight sensation only happens for a few. It's like the lotto. You know what I'm saying? You got to work at it every day. And you're going to lose a lot in order to gain a lot later on.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. We'll check one more time to see. We got another call. Caller from the 845. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? Caller from the 845.
Hello?
Hello, caller from the 845. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's up, fam?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. We have Forbes on the line right now, right?
Yeah, you got a question for Doggy?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask what their opinion was. I'm actually working in Connecticut right now, looking for my main focus that I'm going to be working with. What is your opinion on Connecticut as a whole, like a talent? Because I really see it as something that people are looking at seriously right now.
Well, Connecticut, you don't know you have one of the biggest mixtapes in DVD market. That's one of the biggest. Connecticut is like a big mixtape and DVD market in the tri-state area. So you already have it to where, you know, Connecticut, I know I got people out in Stanford with the M. You know what I'm saying? I got family in Connecticut.
Right.
So I always love Connecticut. Craig G, that's on the radio. He's from home. He went to Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? So Connecticut is like an untapped market, but it's a lot of money in Connecticut. I don't know if y'all know it's a lot of money. I don't think y'all know y'all value and y'all worth. So all y'all really got to do is build your opportunity to whereas, you know, y'all start putting y'all stamp on this game. Because Connecticut is a lot of untapped market. My man Warbucks is from Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? There's a rapper named Warbucks that's from out in Connecticut. Y'all got a lot going on out there. Y'all just got to really, really just make y'all mark in this game because it's bigger than New York and these big cities. You know, y'all have the biggest mixed market and DVD market out there. Trust me, because there's a lot of money out there for what I do. You know, but as far as the talent, I don't think enough artists step up and say, I'm repping CT. You know what I'm saying? Once y'all start doing that, the you know, with this hip-hop thing, once something comes from somewhere, then everybody, the whole industry turns there and say, oh, we got to find us a Connecticut artist. So all y'all need is one person to break out and rep for the town, then the whole industry will look to Connecticut, just like how it was with Beanie Siegel coming from Philly. Now all these Philly rappers got signed. Just like how it was with Snoop and Dr. Dre, then you see the Warren G's get signed and the Dog Pounds get signed. And you know what I'm saying? That's what happens. So all y'all need is one person to take the flag of the city, step out there, then everybody, then they're going to come get everybody.
That's what it is. Thank you, caller, for calling from Connecticut. We got another caller from the 216. I wonder if that's why that Loyal B live in the building or how to not. Champion, what's good?
What's good? What's good, family?
Ain't nothing much. You got a question for Doggy Diamond fam?
Hey, this is a humble experience right here, honestly. I'm going to make it quick. I guess just hearing from the beginning, I'm talking to the foundation of Forbes DVD, you know what I'm saying? That's like an honor within itself. So not really your question. I just want to say congratulations. I mean, as a black male and you know what I'm saying, white man society, to plant your stamp and constantly do you, man, salute to you.
Yo, that, you know what? I'm thankful, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said early in the beginning, man, when you doing this, you know, my ex-girl, which is now my ex-girl, was the girl at the time I told her what I was trying to do. She told me I was out of my mind. And we broke up, like real talk. Like, she just didn't believe in none of this stuff I was trying to do. Now, a year later, like I said, the baby got two teeth and walking. So just the fact that I could, you know, if I could just give a few words and people believe in me and, you know, they say, you know what, if he do it, I could do it too. I'm happy because we're not white owned. We're not owned by any, and there's nothing wrong for the people who are, but we're not white owned. It started with two black males from Brooklyn, New York that say, you know what, let's do this. And we spent a lot of money, unnecessary money, because we didn't know any better, but we got it up, running. And you could go in there every day. You could see the blog. I put all types of crazy stuff in there. You know, I got bloggers who do stuff. I just really mainly do all the interviews and upload some videos. But, you know, I'm just happy. You know, like I said, sometimes I'm in shock when people even know who I am. I'm just be happy that, oh, you know me? But I keep forgetting I did so much stuff. But I'm just happy that, you know, that you respect what I do. I'm happy for that. You know, I'm humble, but I don't even know what to say. I'm just happy that you even know who I am, acknowledge me, because that's my motto too. Whether people hate it or love it, as long as they acknowledge you, you're okay. So for me to have that acknowledgement that you know who I am, Forbes DVD, I'm happy.
Highly appreciate it, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Like I said, if you're just joining us right now on Lush Radio Online, you're logged in. Make sure you log in through www.lushradioonline.com. Click on the tab that says Listen to Lush Radio Live. You can call in now at 347-826-7722. We're live right now with the CEO of Forbes DVD, one of the hottest DVD sites worldwide. They're not just a DVD and video site. They actually have hard copy DVDs that they actually put out in the streets also. So it's more than just the internet. So it's some real stuff, man. So make sure you call in at 347-826-7722. Callers, if you do call in, make sure that you note that you have 1 to 2 seconds to ask a question. If not, we move on to the next person. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host and ask you another question. Beautiful Ebony, you have another question for Dolby.
Yes, I do. Basically, what I wanted to let our listeners know is that how most important it is to go about getting your, you know, whatever your ID is branded, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, you just have to believe in what you do. You set forth as a thought. Everything is a thought. Starts with a thought, and then once you do it, it becomes an action. When we thought of Forbes DVD, I'm going to tell you how Forbes DVD started. Forbes DVD started because, remember 50 did I Get Money? And then he had the Forbes edition. He had the Forbes, which was the top three of Forbes, which was Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Diddy was the Forbes. So he's like, Forbes, you know, that sounds money. And it was I Get Money. The idea was created that day. The idea was created for Forbes. And then we was like, you know, we have to start putting out footage that means something if we really going to do this with Forbes. The first footage was Mobb Deep and Saigon fighting in the club. You know, because we knew it was going to happen. We seen the tension. It was like, yo, keep the camera rolling, you know. And then we put that out there. That had Forbes DVD coming soon on there. Then when Jay Hood left D-Block, I was the first person to get that interview. That had Forbes DVD coming soon on there. And if you look at both of those, if you look at that footage on the internet, they got hundreds of thousands of views on there. You know, hundreds of thousands. So that branded it right there. You just have to do something significant with your name attached to it and just keep going, because you can't stop. Like, once we did that footage, people will always want to know, so what you got next? we just kept hitting. We went from there. Then I went to the Bronx. And actually, at the time, I was doing interviews for World Star. Liza Rios wanted to do it. Liza Rios wanted to do an interview. That's Big Pun's widow. The people at World Star said, no, we had a relationship with Fat Joe and Khaled, so we don't want to interview her. I said, I'll do it, because I knew I was starting my site. So I went and interviewed Liza Rios, Big Pun's widow, and she spoke about how Fat Joe, you know, didn't really pay them and took off with all the money. And I did 1 million views with that interview. And that's what started FallsDVD.com, because World Star didn't want it, and I took it. And that really was the biggest interview for my site. Was the biggest interview. So sometimes another man's trash is another man's treasure. So they looked at Liza Rios like she was a nobody, or we're not going to talk to her, we're going to blackball her. And I said, hey, I want to go see what she has to say. I went, and 1 million views later, ForbesDVD.com was birthed. The actual website, everything else was just YouTube. So that's when the first, you could go to the search, to the address bar and type in FRBZDVD.com, and you seen Liza Rios. It made the front page of thisis50.com. It was all over the net. That was my biggest interview that I did on the internet at the time.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Future Guru 100 in Jersey. Guru, you got a question? Another question for my boy Doggy.
This is probably the black shirt I had in there then, man. That's all.
Hey, Guru, you got a question for Doggy? All right.
He's
doing some domestic thing. I don't know what's going on over there. But, you know, this is what happens when you're doing real live radio.
Yeah.
But like I said, man, and shout out to that video you did, It's Okay, with Frenchie 1017. You know what I mean? He came through. Shout out to the whole Lazy K Productions, the whole fam. You know what I'm saying? You
shout out to Murder. Shout out to Murder.
Shout out to Murder for real. That's my dude.
Yep.
All the way up.
Yeah, y'all call us, man. Whoever's listening, man, don't be afraid to call. You can ask me whatever. I will answer whatever. I don't bite my tongue. Anything you want to know, I will speak on it. If I know about it, if I have an opinion about it, I will speak on it. I could care less. I'm not corporate. This ain't political. I'm a very unpolitical person. I speak about any and everything. If you ask me, and sometimes if you don't ask me, I speak on it anyway because I can't.
Yo, this is my dude. I love Doggy. This Doggy Diamond to death, man. The first day I met him, you know, was at the whole situation at the release party, video release party for Liaison and Chusun Ali, my artist out there. And, you know, he was a real cool dude, real cool dude. No, he ain't on no Hollywood stuff. He's Brooklyn for life, like true blue Brooklyn, like for real. And, you know, and a lot of people were brought together by this one dude that, rest in peace, my dude, Mike Beck out there, you know,
yes,
definitely,
yes, sir.
You know, a lot of people were brought together by that guy. You know, unfortunately, you know, he lost his life recently. But, you know, tell us about the relationship with you and your man, Mike Beck.
Oh, man, Beck. Well, if y'all go on ForbesDVD.com right now, he's immortalized. We had him up there since October, since the day he passed away. His picture has been on my web, like took over my website. So you could call it MikeBeck.com for a little while. But Beck was a special dude. First of all, he was from Brooklyn. And, like, I'm so Brooklyn biased that, you know, all somebody got to do is say they from Brooklyn. And I always listen to them and give them a chance because I really, really put on for my borough. You know what I'm saying? I love New York. But Brooklyn is, you know, really, really special to me. And Beck, when I first heard Beck, I was like, you know, he could rhyme a little bit. I'm critical of rappers, but I was like, he could rhyme a little something. But what really attracted me to his career was his passion and his drive to keep going. Like, he didn't stop at me. He didn't stop if I didn't put his video up. He just went somewhere else and kept it going. Then he called me. Then we built on a personal level, as far as, like, just talking about this game. And then once I start seeing and hearing people that, you know, have injustice done to them in this industry, I always take to them for some reason. And he knew in certain instances he might have to pay me for a certain service. Or he bartered a lot of things, too. He might have been like, yo, I can't pay for this. But, yo, I could get you in contact with such and such. I could bring you this person. So I was like, all right, cool, that's a fair trade. Because in this industry, people forget that, you know, this is business. We do this to survive. We do this to make money. You know, the crack game is dead. You know, a lot of us don't want to, you know, hustle and kill the community. So we tried to find something legal. So if you're posing in your pictures with money and you talk about the sour you smoke all day in Twitter and the Grand Cru and the Henny Black you're about to drink, save some of that money from all that and start putting it into your career. Start spending some of that money. Stop fronting on Twitter all day talking about your Prada shoes and posing in pictures and all that. Spend some of that money on your career, because we got to get paid for a lot of stuff we do. Videos are not free to shoot, because they're not anything that's time consuming. You should get paid for. Period. Anything that I put my name on, I should get paid for. You know, because you're using my name to sell your product. Why can't I get paid? You understand what I'm saying? But Mike Beck was just a special dude. And me and him just, like, within the last 6 months of him life, we talked on the phone maybe, like, 4 times a week, even if it was, yo, what's going on? What you doing? I ain't doing nothing. I'm about to suck. So, all right, yo, hit me later, you know. And the day he passed, he was coming to see me. And I spoke to him Tuesday, and I said, yo, he went to Miami to see his son. I spoke to him. I said, it was Tuesday, and I said, yo, Beck, when you coming back in town? He said, I'll be up there Friday. I said, okay, when you touch down, hit me. Let's do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Let's run around. You know, we used to go around Brooklyn shaking hands and kissing babies and stuff like that. Let's go through the hood on some politicians from hood to hood. No doubt. When he up here, I called him. He didn't answer the phone. I went straight to voicemail. So I said, something is wrong. I didn't think to call nobody else. But I knew he was in town, but he didn't call me. So that was automatically like something was wrong. Then the next day, my partner M-Rec called me. He was like, yo, I don't know if you heard, but Mike Beck got killed in East New York last night. And I was just like, yo, you lying. So, you know, the first thing you do is instinctively you call their phone and hope they pick up the phone. The phone went to voicemail, and then everybody hit me and, you know, told me it was kind of true and stuff like that. That was the first wake that I've been to. And, you know, a lot of people pass away, but I normally don't go to wakes or funerals. Because I like to remember people how I've seen them. But that was the first one that I went to, because it was like, damn, I got to kind of see for myself. I didn't go up and look at him in the casket because that memory is staying in my mind. But I did go just to see, like, this is for real. You know, because sometimes things can be so surreal. I went to see if it was real. And it's like, no, I said, how could I honor him? So I just immortalized him. Even the video that I did with Little C's, Tom Trump, and Simon Bravo, I made sure it was a nice piece for him. And I put them on my site, you know what I'm saying? So anytime that people go on ForbesDVD.com, they have to wonder, who is Mike? Because he's all over this site. So that's the least that I could do to honor, you know, one of my comrades, you know, somebody we call each other brothers and stuff like that. So that's the least I could do.
Man, that's some real G stuff right there. And I seen it on the site. I was like, wow. You know, and you know, the thing about it is Mike Beck touched a lot of people's hearts, and he brought a lot of artists and different people together and stuff, you know.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know True Son Ali. I wouldn't know Liaison. I wouldn't know D Chambers. I wouldn't know Embassy Elite. I wouldn't know a lot of people. I wouldn't know Suge White. I wouldn't know Lazy. I wouldn't know a lot of people. I wouldn't know I known Fredo before. I wouldn't know Sticky Fingers. You know, I wouldn't know a lot of artists if it wasn't for Mike Beck. That's just real talk. I wouldn't know Pistol Pete. I wouldn't know Kill All Rats if it wasn't for Mike Beck. You know, so he definitely was a person about unifying the community of hip-hop, because if he knew somebody and he knew you, he always made sure y'all met up and did some type of, you know, interaction, some type of business. And it was always good. Like I said, me and him laugh and joke and have fun. And the thing about it, too, I got a lot of footage of him that nobody's ever seen. So he's always, as far as my goal, what my plan is for the DVD, Mike Beck will always be in the mix somehow. He will always be there somehow, you know, always, always. I introduced Mike Beck to Little C's. You know, it was a lot of people that I introduced him to, too, because, like I said, anybody that I knew, he had to know, because this was my comrade. So if you fuck with me, you got to fuck with Mike Beck, because this is my dude. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how we rocked.
That's what it is, man. That's real talk right there. And I respect you for that, because, like I said, Mike Beck was a good dude. You know what I mean? And salute to him. Salute to all the fallen soldiers from BK.
Yep.
Shout out to, you know, G-Baby, you know, Biggie, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, even though he wasn't from, you know, but he was from Far Rock. Shout out to Stack Bundles.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who passed away.
Yeah, passed away.
One more thing before I get off before we get off the topic of Mike Beck. This is why it's important, artists, for you to pursue your dream and live every day like it's your last. When Mike Beck was alive, he had a lot of videos. He had like a few, he had like four cameramen, big time cameramen too, who did big videos. He had four cameramen. He had Miami, he had Love in Miami. He had Love in New York. He had Love in Brooklyn. He had K-Slay in his corner. A lot of people. When he was alive, they would not put his music on his websites and his blogs. The only people who put Mike Beck content up was ForbesDVD.com and On Smash. When he died, when he got killed, he made every website because he got killed. Every website that never put his content up, put him up that he was dead. But they never celebrated him. They never celebrated him in life. They never put his content up, ever. Not one song, ever. But when he died, that was a story. Mike Beck got killed. So my thing was, how is he somebody in death, but he wasn't somebody in life? That made no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I put him up there to say he was always somebody to me. If you go to ForbesDVD.com and you type in Mike, like 16 videos will come up. And Rec is co-owner of ForbesDVD.com. And Mike Beck has more videos than he does up there. Real talk, because like I said, that was my comrade, my friend, my brother, and he worked hard. So why not reward somebody for hard work without no cosign? You know, so that's the fact. That's why y'all artists, every day, work on your craft. Take some time out. Work on your stuff. Read some books. Go on the internet. Y'all got tutorials, man. Y'all want to learn how to edit videos? Go on YouTube. Look at tutorials. You want to learn how to make beats? Look at tutorials, read some books, do something besides smoking weed, drinking, chasing women, chasing men. There's more to the world than that. And fronting. You know, you're doing so much fronting like y'all got it, but it takes a lot to get it. You know what I'm saying? It has to be a beginning. Everybody beginning is humble. Nobody is born with a silver spoon. So stop fronting like you made it already and you're not even established. You know what I'm saying?
That's real cool.
I wasn't doing no interviews or nothing like that. I wasn't, nobody was calling me to do nothing. I said, no, I want my respect. I want to earn this respect in this. I'm not going to go jump on camera. Yeah, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I interviewed Max B yesterday. Who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? You got to keep working. You got to build something. Then people will inquire about who you are and what you do. These artists don't know that. They think they somebody special before they put in any work. MySpace is not a website. That's not your, MySpace is not your website. Anything that anybody can do at any given time is never special. Always know that. Anytime you do something that's out of the norm and hard to do, that's what makes it special. But anybody could build a Ning site. Anybody could build a MySpace site. And being that anybody could do it, now you have to take that and make it special. You have to make something special about it. So when you have your site and it's Lush Radio Online, yeah, that's something special because everybody doesn't have that. Everybody can't get Scarface on the phone, get Doggy Diamonds on the phone. You know what I'm saying? That makes it special. That's what makes people tune in. But if you have a MySpace, and MySpace is central now. I don't even go on MySpace anymore. So stop sending me to your MySpace page to listen to your music. Get your shit together. Get your music mixed right. You know what I'm saying? Get your bio right. Get some fucking pictures. Y'all models, get your pictures airbrushed. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Don't send me no pictures with no stretch marks. And no saggy ass and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to work. That's not professional. If you're going to do it, say, I need these pictures airbrushed. I'm just trying to, I need help. Be humble. Because if you humble, people always want to help you. But don't be like, oh, I'm the hottest model in my town. Why? Because niggas throw dollars at you on the stage. That don't make you a model. Make sure it's straight. So I'm going to be quiet because you know I'll go in.
Doggy, that's my dude though, man. He real as I don't know what, man. He said saggy.
Sorry, man. It's just be driving me crazy because it's like, you know, I give everybody. Yeah. You know what's funny? I give everybody a shot. I was around for the foundation and the building of Nicki Minaj before it happened.
Oh man,
I seen it before the enhancements
You know, the adjustments that was made with her. I saw, I was there from the foundation of Biggie Smalls. I know Fat Chris. I don't know Notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls. I know Fat Chris. I was there. I was a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So you, anybody have a beginning, but you see the beginning and you see the progress when people work. Stop acting like you didn't have a beginning. Stop acting like you ain't got no benefit card. You know what I'm saying? Stop fronting. There's going to be too much fronting going on. Be telling people, yo, be humble. Stop acting like you're not fronting with a bottle, but you live in your mom's closet. You know what I'm saying? Stop. You ain't out of front. People respect people who keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Stop acting like you never got your ass whipped. Stop acting like, you know what I'm saying? Stop fronting. Just do what you do. Keep it real with the people. The people going to keep it real with you. You know what I'm saying? Perfect example. I did an interview with somebody yesterday, and they exposed one of Rick Ross artists took the stand and sent somebody to jail for 25 years. I'm about to put that footage out. But they fronting on camera, talking about how they'll shoot dudes and kill the snitches and the rat, but you took the stand. I saw the paperwork with my own two eyes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's so much fronting that people forget what's real. What's real is that you could walk and fall and bust your ass at any given time. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit. That's real. You can't walk on water. Nobody's invincible. The two top artists in hip-hop got murdered in the streets in front of thousands of people. That's real. If you think that shit can't happen to you, you're living a losing. Rap doesn't make you invincible. Modeling doesn't make you invincible. Stop acting like you're holy and thou. That's why I'm humble. People call my phone. I might be rude sometimes. Like, what the fuck do you want? Because you're calling me too much and you don't want shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hear my voice, then click my interview 1,000 times. I got like 800 of them on the internet.
Well, that's real talk right there.
You know.
We got a caller from the 347 live in the building. 347, it sounds like it might be the voice of Brooklyn. What's good?
What up, man? What's good? You already know. I'm sitting here listening to Doggy put it in. Tell the truth, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, two, your phone is kind of loud. You got to turn it down. It's kind of loud, man.
Oh, okay, yeah, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I got that new heat rock playing in the back, new beats. You know what I'm saying? Your boy always grinding, always working, always doing something good. What's the deal, though, man? Lush Radio, Doggy Diamonds, what's the deal?
Yes, sir. And just, you know, we just here doing what we do. This is more like, you know, when I do interviews, this ain't nothing but a big conversation. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get the people in tune with what's going on the inside, because I be in a lot of different chambers. I be around a lot of different artists. A lot of these niggas is fucked up.
Yeah, I heard you dropping jewels on them.
niggas wearing fake jewelry.
Oh, man.
The interview cause his man.
That's the biggest epidemic.
It's crazy. So that's why, you know, I don't know if you listen. I was saying to niggas, man, just keep it real. If you ain't got no shines, you ain't got no shit, you ain't got no chain.
Oh, no doubt.
You ain't got no chain. Just keep it
100.
You
got to work on
that. 100. Yeah, because you got to work on it because everybody want to see the progress.
Yeah,
you know,
that's crazy.
These dudes be acting like it ain't no progress. It's just, yo, I already had a chain. No, you didn't, nigga. You was wearing that bang bang boogie. You know what I'm saying? You was wearing that fake. You know, so just keep it
yeah.
running, though.
You say he was wearing that bang bang boogie.
Right, he's wearing
that African shit, son.
You already know that shit from Omar, Cap USA. You know what I'm saying?
Word, man. Dudes got to get their weight up, man. You know what I'm saying? Just work for it, man. Niggas spend their money on a lot of different shit, son. So, you know what I mean? If you really want... You know what I'm saying? Buy what you like. You know what I'm saying? Stop spending your money on bullshit.
That's what's up right there.
But what I want to say to people, if you want to invest in yourself,
how do you expect anybody
to invest in you?
That's one of the
first lessons to be learned. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I invested in myself. Shit, my website costs like $10,000 a bit.
Shit.
I ain't have that money. You know what I'm saying? But I got it. I could have bought a whip. I could have went and bought a bracelet in the chain and been a nigga with a bracelet in the chain with no website. You understand what I'm saying? Now I got a website. Now I can still get a bracelet in the chain. And I have a website. You know, you know, you spend your money to make money. If the bracelet and shit can't make you no money, why would you get it?
That's real talk right there.
They call that hustling backwards.
But that's what the game is all about. You know what I'm saying? Like I told somebody last night, everybody wants something for free. Free ain't even on 106 at Park no more.
Oh, shit.
You understand what I'm saying? Free is gone. I don't even know nothing about free. Free ain't even on Rockefeller no more. I don't know nothing about free. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I never
got nothing for free.
And I have something
that's called good intention money. Sometimes you can't afford that $500 it might cost to get on a DVD. Come with a light buck. Yo, I got a buck, man. I got a hot $100. Yo, I just ran 3 miles for this. I done carried 4 books. I got a hot buck. Yo, let me get 10 bars. Sometimes, you know, when you see a dude passing, you see him bust his ass, you ain't got no choice but to show him love because that might be the next dude. Don't be coming like, yo, I'm hot. Everybody feeling me. Nigga, I don't know you. Nobody knows you. How everybody feeling? Of course everybody in your hood going to be feeling you. That's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? But this shit is going to be worldwide now. You know what I'm saying? Once you get on here, this going to touch everywhere. Why should I fuck with you? You know what I'm saying?
And that's true. That's the truth. And the thing about it, the separation from any other, you know, video site, Doggy's, you know, videos are actually, syndicated on several sites. It's 50.com.
Uh-huh.
His videos are actually everywhere. So if you
Google them,
they'll be on several, almost over 1,000 sites. Not even just the regular hip-hop sites that you see. He's on other sites also. So if you Google him, you'll see that they're all over, not just like this is 50 and other sites, you know, that we usually are used to seeing. They're on other sites also. So, you know, he definitely does his numbers, and I'm definitely proud of him for all the stuff that he does. And he's definitely a humble dude. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best for you, Doggy, and everything and all your endeavors that you do. And, you know, and I definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely rock with you because you're doing some real stuff, man. You doing some real things. And also on top of that, I don't know if a lot of y'all know, also Doggy does radio also, you know. That's every Wednesday on That's Hip Hop. That's Hip Hop. Is that hiphop.net or is it .com?
That's hiphop.com from 10 p.m. I'm supposed to be from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., but they keep me on there. The chat room be so crazy. They keep me on there. Sometimes I be on there from 10 p.m. to like 4 in the morning, just playing all kinds of music, and we talk shit. We have, it's like a big, one big chat room conversation, listening to music, bugging out and stuff like that. You know, I make sure I shout everybody out in the room, and people send me their music, and I play it live on the air, and people in the chat room judge it, tell you if you whack right in your face, you know what I'm saying? And we have fun on there, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I'm just happy that anybody respects what I do because at the end of the day, you do it for yourself, but you don't live in this world by yourself. So if you build a car, you know, you got to put the car on the road. So it feels good when people say, oh, I like that car. You like for real? Or you like my creation? So anything that I create and I do, I'm humbled by anybody saying, you know, I like what you do, I respect what you do. You know what I'm saying? Because I get a lot of people who don't like me, too, but they know they can't beat me, so there's nothing they can do about it. You know what I'm saying? There'd be people that don't like me for no reason and stuff. I keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? And before I go, I want to know, why do people like Teyana Taylor got more followers than me on Twitter? What does Teyana Taylor do? I'm putting on for my city. I'm putting on for hip-hop. I done interviewed the top artist, the biggest artist. What the hell did she ever do? Why she got more followers than me? That's what I want to know.
Dog, I love you, for real.
I need to know that. And I ain't going to single her. I'm talking about other people. Cat Stacks probably got more followers than me. And all she talk about is how she sucked like 12 dudes off. And she probably got more followers than me. She said she slept with the whole Young Money.
Wow.
Followers for that when I'm doing the biggest interviews feeding y'all. You know what I'm saying? Feeding y'all content. I need my followers. I never cared about it. So I looked at it like that. It's at Doggy Diamond. at Doggy Diamond. Yeah, S-D-O-G-Z-I-E, Diamonds with the S at the end. Make sure y'all follow me, because
make sure you following him. He don't play no games. Like, everything you hear, this is Doggy on Twitter also. He don't bite his tongue for nothing, so you're liable, so brace yourself.
If you ask me something, I answer. Like, listen, March 9th, I grew up with Biggie, Little C's. You know, that's one of my good friends. We grew up together. I'm with Little C's a few times a week. We grew up from the same neighborhood, two blocks away, real talk. And when Biddy was doing that party at Imperial, I mean, at the Lab March 9th, I let everybody know that's not the real Biggie party. And I at Diddy and let him know, I don't do subliminal. If I got a problem with somebody, I at them. I tell you, I don't like you. I think you're whack. I think you're corny. I think you're a sucker. I think you're a bitch. That's what I do. Oh, I like you. I respect you. Good shit, whatever. Depending on what's going on. But that party at March 9th at the Lab, that wasn't Biggie's party. It was at Imperial. And I said that because that's what's real. We got to keep it real. We can't fake it. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of these dudes faking it. Stop faking the fun. You got to keep it real. Everybody was broke at one point. A lot of people was on welfare. A lot of people live in the projects on Section 8. Stop fronting like you ain't never, you know, like you always had it. Got to be humble. It's always a humble beginning. And you got to stay humble regardless. Because just like you have it, you cannot have it. Mike Tyson once had $300 million. Was on top of the world. Now he got to dance with the stars. So if it could happen to him, what you think could happen to your bum ass? And you probably don't even got $300.
Wow. That's
or
that's
30.
Wow. That's real talk right there. Final thoughts. If you got final thoughts for Doggy, it's 347-826-7722. But I'm going to go ahead and let my co-host get them final thoughts with Doggy. Ebony, you got a final thought with Doggy?
I just want to really just tell you, Doggy, I really appreciate your honesty. I really do, and your realness.
You
got to respect that, you know. I really don't have any questions. I just want to say I wish you the best of luck in all your future endeavors. And
thank you.
Actually, I do. What are you going to do now? Some short movies or some films or something like that?
Yeah. You know, we actually have a movie we're shooting right now called A Gully Life, MREC, like a story of, you know, partially his life. I'm doing a documentary on Little C's because, and if anybody knows, the Little C's was big right-hand man in the music industry, but it's a lot of untapped stories that come with Biggie Small that people don't know. And being that I'm from the neighborhood, I grew up, Biggie actually recorded his first song in my house ever. Little C's recorded his first song in my house ever. We tell the story of how we're all connected, even though I'm on the Forbes DVD side and it was Junior Mafia and Biggie Small side. We tell how our lives intertwine, went two different directions, but we end up all back together in the end. We started together, went two different ways, and now we're all back together. We're about to go to Pennsylvania, interview Miss Wallace, interview Jam, Biggie's first baby mother, his daughter. I got footage with CJ already. We're about to put that together. We're doing a Gully Life movie. And I'm just doing a bunch of videos and interviews. I have a lot of stuff coming out. I got Producers Week coming on ForbesDVD.com. We already interviewed every top producer. I have West Coast Week. I have Shaolin Week, where I'm getting a lot of untapped talent in Staten Island. Besides Wu-Tang, that's going to be on there. And I'm going to go from borough to borough. Queens Week, where I get a lot of untapped talent from Queens. Brooklyn Week, you know, just doing different things, trying different ideas and different things to keep my brand going. Because, you know, once this footage go out, everybody puts it up, and then now it's like, okay, I've seen this already. So you got to do something to stay fresh. But I'm a plotter. I'm a planner. They call me Dr. Mindbender. I'm always in here plotting and planning the craziest shit ever to take over the world. I am Brain, for real. I don't know who Pinky is, but I'm damn sure Brain, because I'm always plotting to take over the world. And so far, everything I've done, I put so much into it, I'm seeing something back. If five people are listening right now, I'm happy, because that's five more people that might have not have known me yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with numbers a lot. Sometimes you could touch one person's life and have 1,000 people listening to you and nobody cares. You know, this conversation we're having could stop somebody from killing this or inspire somebody to get up and say, you know what, I've been bullshitting for 27 years of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We do what we do. We got to touch people with our words and our actions. You know what I'm saying? We got to inspire people because that's the only way that our nation as people, whether it be black, Latino, that's the only way we're going to rise and start doing good things. If we start telling people.
Unity in the community.
Yeah, the community. We got to, you know, it takes a village. You know what I'm saying? And it's too much separatism.
Yes.
Too much separatism, too much ego, too much so-called, you know, flags. It's too much, well, I'm over here. Well, you're Lush Radio. I'm Forbes DVD FU Radio. Fuck Lush Radio. No. Let's do this together. Let's cross promo. When I go on the air, I say, make sure y'all tune in over there, just like she did it for me. One hand wash the other, both hand wash the face. You know what I'm saying? So that's really it.
That's
I'm not
why I love her so much.
Yeah, like yo,
that's
I tell why. People, I'm so secure in my position and what I do. I help anybody. You can't take my job. Because the minute you sit here for a week and have to do the grueling shit that I do, you're gonna quit. You're gonna quit. So I'm secure. I know nobody ain't going to go as hard as I do. While people asleep, I'm up working, doing the craziest shit, putting the craziest interviews together, the craziest calls, the craziest plans. And while people are up doing nothing, that's when I get my naps in. While people jerking off on Twitter or playing pocket pool in their pants, playing with their nuts all day. Or talking to some chick on the phone. I get
my God.
I got recharged this battery and I'm ready to go. You know.
And you know what? Let me tell y'all something that's real crazy about. It's not crazy, but you know, Doggy does not smoke or drink at all.
No,
he does not smoke or drink at all. He's just like naturally like life like. You know, he does not smoke or drink at all. So that's just for y'all that don't know. He doesn't smoke or drink. You know, even though
I never did this for fame. Let me tell you something. Over 700, 800 interviews I did, I've never been on camera one time. People don't even know what I look like. So when people see me, it's like seeing a ghost. They don't know most of the time I'm standing right there. Only time I get recognized is when I speak. And people pick up. Like, hold up. I heard you somewhere before. I heard you. Oh, that Joe Button on the come up. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I don't do this for fame. I never had a problem getting girls in my life. So I don't do this for women. I don't do this to smoke and drink and hang with people. I'm not no groupie. I don't want to go to your studio and hang with y'all. I don't do that for none of that. I do this because first and foremost, what I was going to say, yo, I love this shit. I had this female. If you're listening right now, stop telling me, asking me what I do because all you do is work. If you love what you do, you never worked a day in your life. I don't work. I'm having fun. I'm having fun doing this shit. Stop telling me I need a hobby or something else. What's more of a hobby than sitting here shooting videos and editing footage and I get paid? So why do you want me to do something else? See, sometimes women be trying to take you off your shit. So she know who she is. So if you listening right now, cut that shit out.
I love Doggy. That's my nigga, though. And final thoughts with Doggy, Guru. Your final thoughts with Doggy?
Yeah, this Jersey in the building. Just letting them know that we love the support everything you do over there, and we are on demand with Lush Radio, so I'm using my marketing skills to make everybody come together with the Lush's platform here, and we appreciate Lush, we appreciate Cookie, Ebony, and we got a retweet squad, just two pages I'm going to ask you to follow, Future Guru 100 and the retweet squad, because that's my nationwide, worldwide promotion company, man, and LLC and everything, so we're going to Talking Network, man. I just shouted you out on our live Twitter. We do it every show, man. That's what I do, man.
Yo, I'm
commitments.
Happy.
I'm about the commitments and loyalty, man. Everybody got we got a theme song here. It's True Son Ali who's on the line. Shout out to True Son Ali. It's loyalty,
yes,
man.
Sir.
All right.
Shout out to Jersey too, man. Everybody from Jersey, shout out to everybody in City, Irvington, shout out to everybody in Newark, Orange, East Orange. Shout out to everybody out there, man. I got a lot of people out in Jersey too. I don't like Jersey because every time I went to Jersey, I almost got arrested. Real true story. I don't know what it is about me and Jersey police. Every time I went to Jersey, I almost got locked up. Every time.
Swamp Team. Just remember the Swamp Team. That's all. Swamp Team in Jersey. That's all.
Yeah, because there's some niggas that look.
Team.
Yo, there's some niggas out in Jersey that look just like us, and them niggas is police. And that shit shocked the hell out of me. So, fuck the Jersey police. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the crooked ones. Fuck the ones who be, you know, that's on that racial profiling. fuck them racist Jersey cops, but the ones who's doing a good job that stopping old ladies from getting robbed and stopping children from getting molested, shout out to y'all. But the other ones who just on there treating us like we ain't shit because the color of our, you know, skin and the melanin and all that, or the kinkiness of our hair, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I love Jersey, but I don't like them police that's on that bullshit out there. That's real.
Okay. Those are words from our boy Doggy. And your final thoughts, True, with Doggy before
Yo,
we
Yo, man, you already know, man. Doggy Diamonds Forbes DVD, man. If you don't know about Doggy Diamonds, man, you're under a rock, man. Every day I come on Twitter, Facebook, I give me some good footage. So I mean. That nigga, you know what I mean? Get y'all weight up, man. Brooklyn, you already know. Doggy,
yo,
you already
know
what it is, man.
Yo, shout out to everybody. I didn't even know this was my homie, True Son Ali, on the line right now, man. I feel crazy right now because I'm sitting here talking to him. Like, I don't even know who the hell he is.
Yeah,
shout out to my dude, True Son Ali. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. Follow his, you know, his career and stuff. He definitely working. And like I said, me and him got connected through Mike Beck. So that's a unity that ain't never going to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and he know I'm Brooklyn biased, Brooklyn based.
Yes,
I rep
sir.
My city. I don't care if I'm interviewing a dude from New Zealand. I always say, I am from Brooklyn. And every interview I do, I'm from Brooklyn. So I don't care where we at. I don't care. Listen, if you do a show right now in Wichita, you can say it's Brooklyn in the house. Them lying bastards will say, oh, real talk.
He's not at Brooklyn. He's not at Brooklyn, baby. Word up, but you already know, man. Shout out to, you know, definitely RIP to homie Mike Beck, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We got Rock, me and Rock Red, we coming with the Bank Boys Project, you know, Dougie, we going to have to holler at you in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my man Rock Red, a.k.a., y'all don't know, that's Lil Rock.
Yeah, Lil Rock and all that.
Shout out to Shug White. Shout out to Big Rock. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dog. Shout out to everybody who. It's a community of us that y'all don't know about, that we all rock together, holler, talk to each other, correspond and work with each other. Y'all gonna know soon. Like I said, Forbes DVD is a platform from everybody, and we all gonna springboard off this platform. That's why it was built. For people like us, you know what I'm saying? Where we don't need other sites. We got a home team. Called DVD, put on for Brooklyn. We put on for these unsung heroes in this rap, you know.
That's what it is, man. I salute you, man. And, you know, you like my brother from another mother because, you know, got that drive.
Yes,
and I love it to death. And I just want you to keep doing what you're doing. Don't never change to nobody. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep on supporting you. You know what I'm saying? This is one of our affiliates on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you support him. Follow him on Twitter. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, you go ahead and you know, blog those videos, man. Blog those videos. Leave comments. You know what I'm saying? Show that love because he'll definitely show the love back. And I got, on the flip side, I'm going to have to holler you about, you know, some of these producers. You got the producers corner. You know, we got a couple cats that, you know, we had on the show. We done had Dame on the show. We done had... We're working with Vinny Idol right now with this whole Marcy Project situation. So we definitely got to slide some of them cats over to your side. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my dude, G2K. G2K is my homie. G2K is my dude.
Oh, I didn't even know that. G2K and our boy AK Chop, we went over there and did the whole Marcy Project situation with Money L and Justin Case. And, you know, that's what I know you was feeling sick and stuff, but we got the Marcy Project joint and Welcome to Marcy, and that joint did an 800 the first day, and it's like on 3,000 now. So you know we got slided over to, you know what I'm saying, Forbes DVD for real.
Yeah, I definitely do what I do. G2K is my dude from the hood. Like G2K know, you know, G2K is my dude. You know what I'm saying? G2K actually recorded a lot of his project in my crib. You know what I'm saying? That's how
real
it is. Yeah, he recorded.
That's a good dude right there, man. Jeter, when he walk around the hood, yo, everybody and their grandmother say what up to Jeter.
Yep, shout out to my dude, G2K. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he Brooklyn. He a part of home team. Like I said, it ain't too many artists from Brooklyn that don't know me from the streets and from, you know, doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? So shout out. You know, anything I could do to support, you know, I'm an email away. It's just getting crazy for me. I'm going to eventually get me an assistant to help me. because it's just getting really crazy for me with these emails. So I'm going to get somebody to help me because sometimes I get so many emails I be having. And then everybody called me, yo, I sent you an email. I'll be like, yeah, but I just got 400 today. So I don't know where yours is at. You know what I'm saying? So I figure it all out, though. But shout out to everybody who support me, who even email me, because y'all don't have to email me either. Y'all don't have to give a shit about me. So shout out to everybody who even acknowledges
that's
my presence.
That's what it is.
You know?
We might have somebody in the arsenal, Mike, can help with that situation. I got to look through the Rolodex.
Yes,
sounds
great
to you out with that situation. Huh?
Sounds great to me. I said, sounds great to me.
Oh, that's what it is, man. Definitely love you to death. You're my brother from another mother. We going to keep rocking.
Thank you.
You know this ain't going to be the last time you come on. You know, sometimes we need you to judge some music because we like your realness, you know.
Yeah.
And we love you to death. And keep doing what you do, man. You're doing things. You got it all turned up. And we got your back here on Lush Radio Online, man. Mikasa,
yeah.
Sukasa. Last thing, for these up-and-coming artists and these youth that's out there that's trying to get into the game, what kind of advice would you give them?
I'm going to tell you like I tell you before. Spend your money. You might not have money. But sometimes you have talent, you have services that you can provide for people. Some of y'all that are artists, y'all do other things. Sometimes you might be an artist slash graphic designer. Offer to do graphics for somebody for some studio time. You might know how to fucking dance, you know what I'm saying? Offer to choreograph some shit for some studio time. Start trying to give in order to gain and stop always trying to take. Because nobody's entitled to do shit for you. Nobody has to do anything for you. Nobody has anything for you but your mother and father. And we already know some of y'all own moms and pops don't give a shit about you, so why should I? You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So start offering and stop always trying to take. You know, and take this shit serious, man. Do this shit day in and day out. You know, stop being fueled by weed and thinking you fucking somebody special now because you're drunk and you high. Do that shit when you're sober and see if you still love it. You know what I'm saying? And if you love it while you're sober, then you know you love it. If you had an opportunity to sleep with a female or go to the studio and you choose to go to the studio and tell that chick I can't fuck with you, I got to focus on my career, then you love it.
Because
the power of the P-U-S-S-Y always overrule everything. If you could turn that down to change your life, then I know you love it. When I speak to dudes and I be like, my girl, I never talk to them again. Because your girl might leave you regardless, you know what I'm saying? But your passion and your career could always be there for you because that's something you control. You don't control other people. So that's really it, man. Just work. Feel your brain.
Damn, man. That was so deep. Everybody just had to step back for a second, dog.
For real.
Man. That's some real talk right there. That's some real stuff. Take note on some of the jewels right there that Doggy dropped. You know, we love you to death. Make sure you follow Doggy Diamonds on Twitter right now. Make sure you follow him, support him, and salute him, man, for being a business owner and being a real G, doing what he got to do, man. For real, I salute
Shout
you.
Shout me out.
I
answer everybody, man. I respond to everybody. Shout me out. I ain't one of these. See, look, and then before I go, I just got to say one thing. Y'all follow these artists, and they never, ever respond to you. So y'all just like looking at fish in a fishbowl. They walk around like peacocks. Strutting they shit, and they don't even acknowledge you. At least with me, if you say something to me, I respond. If you say something crazy, I might tell you to go suck your mother or something like that. But if you ask me anything, an advice or anything you need to email to send your music, I always respond to everybody. Stop making these artists think they special because they don't even talk to you. Why talk to somebody who don't talk to you? Why acknowledge somebody who don't acknowledge you? Why support somebody who don't support you? Start fucking with the real niggas in this shit. Because I ain't never going to get too big for this. Because like I said, I love to talk, and I like when people fuck with my movement. So I'm never going to turn my back on the people. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you. Love you so much. That's what's up. Definitely
okay,
love Doggy Diamonds, for real. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. I salute him. He definitely, you know what I'm saying, did his one, too. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick song real quick. Since we were talking, a little bit about, loyalty and stuff like that, I'm going to go ahead and play this song, by Trueson Ali called Loyalty. Because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes we forget that in this game and we forget where we came from. And I just want to throw this out here, for the people out there that get caught up in the game and think that, you know, that everything is so pretty on the other side when it's not. You know, stay true to your word. Stay true to who you are. Stay true to what you believe in. You know what I'm saying? Never take sides over the family. True son, Ali, loyalty. And we'll be back in a quick second on Lush Radio Online, man. And we also got a hot or not for y'all, baby. So stay tuned. 347-826-7722. Loyalty.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Things looking real good on this side now, huh, homie?
Don't ever pick sides with anyone against the family. Ever.
Cameras, I'm ready for some action. Guns come out, we start blasting. So who on first and who got next? And even after that, boy, I'm taking requests. Like Mr. DJ, hear what we play. Fool boy there, best watch what he say. Cause I'm loco, far from Poyo. What's wrong with this retarded nigga clown like Bozo? Nonetheless, yo, you ain't running nothing around her. Cops said somebody left him lying down there. I swear, Colombian necktie, air to air. Stripped him of everything, left him in his underwear. Set his car on fire, drove it off the pier. Nowadays, it's the jungle, people really don't care. Product of the environment, probably die by the chair. Like Bill Collins, I feel it in the air. Street beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done. Like a Steve, Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done. Like a Steve, Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
You must have thought that it was greener on the other side. So misguided, now you looking like somebody died. I wonder if we did that job, would you have testified? Not a problem, homeboy, cause my goons ride. Cut my grass real low, see the snake slither. Keep my friends close, enemies I'm getting rid of. Such a gentleman, but greasy with the birds. We're talking over the phone, be easy with the words. Pay attention to the cops, nothing easier to learn. When they're breaking down your door, you need to be concerned. Especially when you got no money to burn. The more money you owe, the less money you earn. That's real shit, one in the chamber, full clip. You can run, but you can't hide, nigga, but don't trip. You can skate, change your whole life, nigga, but don't slip. Got some heat, better keep it on your hip. I'm talking to you. Street beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done. Never can Steve, Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Street beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done. Never can Steve, Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
I'm so gangster. It's my nature. Make it ways to stack that paper. And you know that you oppose that. Hit some hoes, you can have a doctor close that. I'm a rider, a provider. Christian try to tell me I'm a backslider. But I'm so good, keep it so hard. Shout to all my dudes, I know you up there no good. One hand, one finger in the middle. One man, one joker with a riddle. One plan and I keep it real simple. Veggies watching, so I'm not gonna make an issue. It don't tickle when bullets rip through your tissue. Hit him so hard, he thought it was a missile. Tried to tell him, tried to keep it so official. God bless his family, they gon' miss him, I'm finished with him. Street, beef, guns and murder. Seems they never get done. Michael K. Steve, Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Street, beef, guns and murder. Seems they never get done. Michael K. Steve, Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next.
You could be the next one.
You could be the next. You could be the next one. You could be the next one. You could be the next.
Yeah, yeah, it's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked.
This your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Well, you know it's a global movement. It's a global thing. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, the number one hot spot for all things you want and need. And we're live with two of the hottest co-hosts, Ebony and your boy Guru, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Call us. Call in at 347-826-7722. You know what time it is. Yes, we are going to have Scarface live in the building. We're waiting for him to call in a few. But we're going to go into our hot or not segment where we judge hot or not music. So we got some new music that came in. We got some new music from J Hood. We got some different music in here. So we're definitely going to put it in the mix. And we want people to call in and tell us if it's hot or not on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to go to our co-host to see if they got any new announcements in a quick break time. And then we're going to go into our hot or not on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go and see, because I see a line over. I'm going to go open up my two co-hosts live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to see, we have a caller from the 832 live in the building. Hopefully, I don't know. Let's see if this is Scarface in the building. 832, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online.
Man,
we're cracking down.
You know this meme, man.
Oh, shit. He parked the golf cart. With a golf cart. Oh, man. That's what it is. Woo, that's what's happening. Woo, damn, it's an honor. How we going to do this, Lush? Clap now. Clap now, baby. Clap now. We good. Clap now, baby. Yeah, we got to
make the foot. Hold up, Scarface. We got to give you the Lush
Radio. Damn, hold up, Scarface.
Come on, man. We got to give you the Lush
Radio. Mr. Scarface. Clap. Wow. Oh, wow. Damn, here we go.
Oh, my God. Hey, Scarface. First and foremost, let me bow down. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. We are excited, eluded. We've been waiting. And we love you to death, Scarface. That's what we got to say real quick. For real.
Love y'all to death, too.
That's what it is, man.
I heard
you was out there on the golf course, man. You win anything for us yet?
Yeah, I got him down. Like, how much I got you by? Two holes or three? This finna make three? Yeah, he finna be down three holes after I make this putt right here.
That's what it is, man. Scarface is the new Tiger Woods. Everybody watch out. Get them endorsements together. For real,
yeah.
I'll put my money on Scarface.
I'll put your money on TV Johnny. TV Johnny got a hell of a golf game, I'm telling you. Bullshit.
Yo, so Face, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs and everything, fam?
Nah, I just want to thank all 11,000 followers on my Twitter page that, you know, the Face Mobsters and the Face Mobstresses that follow me. I appreciate that. Shout-out to Mia X for the hookup.
That's what it is.
Who else do I want to holler at?
Salute to my sister. Salute to my sister Mia X, for real. She definitely held me down with this, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely love to death, man. Anything she wants, make sure you follow on her, too. She's the realest person ever. She's the sweetest ever. Any haters, I will break your back, but you already know what it is. For real. I definitely, another thing I wanted to say was, Scarface, could you put that Twitter out there? So we can put that Twitter out there so we can let them people that haven't followed you yet go ahead and follow you.
Yes, at the Real Scarface, D-A, Real. The dude that set my page up kind of put duh. Yeah, what?
He put
no
duh.
Way. He's fired from out of there.
So the person, he said that Scarface is live in the golf course right now, so he's out there getting competitive. But his Twitter is D-A, the Real Scarface on Twitter. Make sure you're following him right now. Scarface, real quick, because I know you're in between the game. We ain't going to hold you too long. But Scarface, man, what basically, you know, inspired you to get into the game, you know? I mean, you actually, you know, actually started the whole situation for the South, for real. You know what I'm saying? I definitely give you that honor, man. What kind of inspired you to get into the game, fam?
I was always, you know, dibbling and dabbling with music. So, you know what I'm saying? What the hell is that? That nigga tripping. Yeah, I was always dibbling and dabbling with music. So, that's kind of how it happened. You know what I mean? I can play every instrument you can name. I grew up in the music family.
That's what it is.
Matter of fact, Johnny Nash is on the golf course with me. Both of
them. Wow.
Yeah, Johnny Nash is my cousin. So
wow.
I might go play his song, too. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. He's out here on the golf course somewhere.
Dang.
Oh, he went to the clubhouse. He old. Yeah, but the thing is, man, you know, I think everybody should, you know, if it's for you, it's for you, man. You know what I mean? If it ain't for you, then it ain't for you. You know, figure out, find your niche, where you're supposed to be at, and go from there, man. You know, you got people that's excellent artists that don't look at, like painters and shit, they don't look at how great of a talent they are. They just so good at it until they just don't fuck with it. You know, like my son, Chris, he's probably the best painter outside of my uncle. He may be better than my uncle. My uncle is a great painter. But my son picked that shit up, man. Yeah, he wanted to go to school to be an architect. And I'm like, man, you better go to fucking school, you know, and be an architect, dude. Don't be trying to chase this rap shit.
For real.
You know what I mean?
That's real.
You know, so for everybody out there that's trying to put something together, man, go. Stop holding yourself back. You fucking yourself.
Y'all hearing this right here? If you're just joining us live on Lush Radio Online, we have the one and only Scarface. The Godfather is telling us and dropping some real jewels for y'all. Make sure y'all get a pen and a pad because it's getting real serious. And he live at the golf course making that money.
Exactly.
For real. You know, and like I said, I'm going to go ahead and.
Wayne, you was in it. Your first shot went in front of the trap. Your third shot. Okay, you're right. All right. Right.
Ebony, when he come back, Ebony, I'm going to throw it to you. Ebony's our co-host from California. Yeah, we can hear you. Our co-host from California, Ebony. You got a question for Scarface?
Yes, how you doing, Scarface?
What's up?
I want to ask you, are you really going to stop doing music?
Hell no.
So there's a rumor. I just wanted to see if we can clear that up. There was a little.
I'm not gonna stop doing it. But I gotta. You know, it was some situations that had to be taken care of. You know, in order for me to feel like I deserve to be in here.
Definitely.
That's real talk right there. Y'all heard it first. He's a godfather. I call him the godfather. I never seen the man cry till I seen the man die. I remember when that song came out. Oh, my God. I remember that joint. That right there is a classic right there, man.
I had a good career, man. I appreciate it. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Classic right there, man. I'm telling you, the first time I heard that joint, I was like, that song actually brought tears to my eye, man. I said, this is real hip-hop right here, man. And, you know, Scarface, you know, out of a lot of people in the South, I actually, you know, I think he laid the foundation and the standard when he came in the game, you know. So definitely it's an honor to have him on the show. I'm going to go ahead and throw it. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to. Okay. I was just saying, Scarface, that it was an honor. When I first heard that song, you know, it actually brought tears to my eyes because I was like, that's real hip-hop right there, man. And you actually set the standard,
y'all.
Man,
from
the South.
Well, I ain't done yet, y'all.
You know,
and you know what I really hate, too?
Mm-hmm.
I hate for people to categorize me. You know, back when we started, it wasn't no South hip-hop or no West hip-hop. Or no. It was all just one, you know, generation, you know. It was one genre of music. It was hip hop. It wasn't no South and no East and no West and no none of that shit. You know, so I'm gonna be the first to say I ain't set tripping. I'm universal. I represent every ghetto around the country. That's me. So
that's what it is.
I'm from Houston, but I'm national.
That's what it is. We had some more of your boys over here. We had Ace Town over here the other day and stuff. Your boy they were from Houston. They was on the bill and on deck with us last week or so and stuff. You know, shout out to Houston Shazam. And everything.
Shout out to Shazam and GI.
Yeah.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to my partner, man. That's cold blooded. Yeah, I miss that dude. But it's
R.I.P. to Dino, man. For real.
Yeah, Dino. That was cold. But you know, life, man. You know, you gotta treasure every moment of it because it's short, man. It's short.
Definitely. That's real talk. We were just talking about that earlier. You got so many people getting into the game, lost their life so short in their career, you know, and it's sad, you know. Definitely.
Easy was 31.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Definitely.
Pac was 26. Big was 26, you know.
Crazy.
Son was 19. I mean, God damn. You know.
Man,
it's
crazy.
One of them things, man. But, you know, to be able to accept, you know, God's order, you know, is a sign of a good follower of God's word. You know what I mean? He kept his word. Ain't nobody going to live forever. And I believe
that.
And
that's a true statement. That's a true statement, man. Oh, I'm going to go throw it to my other co-host from Jersey, and then I'm going to open up the lines for the people and stuff so they can ask you a question.
We just went live on Twitter, man. This is Future Guru 100, and I just got to make you go ahead and relax while you're out there vibing on the golf course, because we got boys in Jersey that's from down south getting money because they being caddies out here on the golf course. So I appreciate what you said, enjoying your niche, and I'm in the street, so I'm out here, and I know when we shoot pool with them, you know, we get it in, man, out here in Irvington, man. But I'm going to go on to move on because I was riding with you when I had your sounds popping, man. I was a caddy dude, and I'm going to break it down like I told A-Ball and MJG. Shout out to them when they joined our show for an interview. I rode with your music in my 85 Bro-Am, you know, the Fleetwood with the Alpines that I invested in. So with my Trues and Vogues in the Jersey section, like I was universal, like you saying. And my thing that I hooked mine up, because I was a young cat getting that kind of bread for an entrepreneur. We encourage entrepreneurs on our show, so you have to do it and stick with it, be true. Be true from wherever you are, and I appreciate you telling these guys what you're doing and keep doing. Like, you're not here to say what you had and music you had. You was involved with the music, so I appreciate that. Everything you said is universal for us right now, man. We appreciate it, man. Just watch us on Twitter, though. We're going to just follow you and support your Twitter page. I just logged on and saw your Twitter and followed you, too. And
right,
I got your Twitter, dog. I appreciate you relaxing with us, man.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, hold on one second. I got to play one into the green.
Okay, go ahead and play it into the green. Scarface is playing golf with us and doing an interview at the same time. That's multitasking to the next level, for real. Definitely. We truly appreciate him, you know, coming through. And definitely, I got to definitely shout out my girl, Mia X, for holding us down with this interview. Definitely shout out to her for allowing us to get this interview. Shout out to my big sis, Love of the Death. Follow her on Twitter also, The Real Mia X. When he comes back on the line, when we come back to the line, open up the lines for callers. Callers, make sure your questions are very quick. You understand what I'm saying? All right. So we're going to open up the lines. Caller from the 347. That sounds like Chusan Ali from Brooklyn. You got a question for Scarface, fam?
Nah, man, no question. Just shout out to the big homie, man, Scarface. You already know.
I appreciate that, family. I appreciate it, for sure.
Man, Last of the Dying Breed, man, that was one of the hottest albums to me, man, for hip-hop. So, you know what I mean? That did a little something for me. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, man. Just wanted to shout you out.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
D, all right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We got another caller from the 845. You're live on Lush Radio with Scarface. What up? What up, though? 845?
Hey, I want to encourage everybody to go pick up a golf club. Hey, man, if Tiger made $1 billion doing this shit, there must be something in it, man. Let's go get this money, y'all. We bullshitting out here.
Real talk. Y'all heard it first with Scarface. 845 in the building with Scarface. You got a question?
Scarface, what up, man?
What up?
Going on? Listen, I just wanted to ask you, what do you I feel like Connecticut as a whole, Connecticut artists, I asked this earlier, but what do you personally think about Connecticut's talent and how they've been pretty much dampered in the whole hip-hop game? I feel like they really should shine more than they do now.
I mean, hey, if you got something out there in Connecticut that deserves to be heard, I'm sure the world listening, you know what I mean? All it takes is that one hit, and it's all over.
Well, I'm hoping that tonight, if you're listening, we have something playing that you might appreciate.
For sure, you know. I appreciate all music, man. It's a very difficult thing to do. You know,
that's
ain't
what
everybody.
It is. I want to ask this question because I'm going to tell you, I love Tupac to death. You know, rest in peace, Tupac. And like I said, that was a classic song that I love to death. How was it working with him, you know, while he was alive? Like, how did you guys meet and, you know, how did y'all come about, you know, doing that song together?
I've been knowing Pac for a long ass time, probably since 92.
Wow.
We met at the Mondrian Hotel in L.A. When the Dog Pound and everybody, when Dre and them was just getting ready to put the Chronic out in 92. And, shit, I may be wrong, because me and Tupac was on the road together. So, you know what? Shit, it may be before that, but I do remember us going on tour together.
Uh-huh.
Pac used to have a duffel bag, man. He'd do two or three songs, and he pulled that duffel bag out, and that duffel bag was full of Glocks.
Dang.
Yeah. And he'd break the concert up before I got on stage. So I fixed his ass. I started going. Yeah, because Pac was fucking my money up, man. He'd go up there, and he'd start that shit, and the crowd would run out. And I couldn't get my money, so I fixed Pac, and I started going on way before he got there. So Pac was getting his money, and I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
But shit, I fixed that shit. I started going on first, but that was a little wild, crazy, cool-ass dude, man. Like you know, you ever heard the term doing the most?
Mm-hmm.
Pac did way more than the most.
Wow.
Like, right now, on this golf course, Pac would be here with me, but we wouldn't get nothing done. He'll be hitting shit all in the woods and yelling at people and shit. That's just what kind of dude he was. But he was a super cool nigga, but wild as hell. And you can hit Noble. I think that's at Outlaws. He's on
mm-hmm.
They on Twitter too. All the Outlaws on Twitter too. That'll be a good conversation because I think they might have been young, but I think they might have been out there. I know Pac's
mm-hmm.
brother was out there.
Mhm.
Some of the Outlaws might have been out there. They was a little younger than us, but that motherfucker
yeah,
was out of his mind.
They were young at that time, I think.
Yeah.
They were like in their teens. They was coming up and everything. You know.
Yeah, but he did the most, man. And just for the record, man, Pac wasn't, you know, Pac, Suge was coming, like, we was at the hotel. Suge came to the hotel, man, and Pac was like, oh, uh-uh. Gone. Pac wasn't fucking with Suge back in the gap. You know. But he was probably, you know, I don't know what kind of relationship they had after that, but he was not fucking with Suge. Ask anybody who know him.
Wow. Yeah. This is exclusive right here, yo. You know, exclusive right here, man. It's some real talk.
I think they ended up getting cool or whatever. I don't know what happened in the beginning. Ain't my business, but I know the clock was like, oh, nah, man. Nah, nah. Yeah.
Wow.
That shit fucked up. Suge, my nigga, man. That's my dog. I think he's just a big old misunderstood motherfucker. He's my dog, y'all. But for LL Cool J verse, I box Big Suge, man. I ain't lying.
Hey, yo.
Fuck it. Hey, Johnny Nash out here. We got the legend Johnny Nash out here.
You got the legend Johnny Nash out there, man? What's up,
Johnny
Nash? Good.
Johnny Nash is out here. Hold on. That's the radio. Hey, Internet Radio.
What's up with you, Johnny Nash? How you doing, legend? How you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding. And yourself?
I'm doing great. You're out there playing golf and then making that money and everything, man. What's your score looking like?
Well, this golf course makes you spend money, so you don't make no money on the golf course. You just spend it. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yes, anything.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Lush, Lush Radio Online, and you're live on Lush Radio Online right now.
Oh, and you are who?
And I'm the host of Lush Radio Online, and I got my co-host on here, Ebony and Future Guru. They're calling in from different states, and you got everybody in the world listening to you live right now on the internet.
So you're Miss Co-host and Miss Co-host, Miss Host, Co-host.
You want to tell the whole world and let everybody know. I know you're a legend, but let everybody know. You know, tell them everything about you real quick, you know?
Okay, I'm a country boy from Houston, Texas, Third Ward, and I made a few records, and one of them was called I Can See Clearly Now, period.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
We had Johnny Nash live in the building, you know what I'm saying, all-time legend. That was a classic song. And they still play it now. So it's classic.
All right. Keep those cards and letters coming, huh?
Definitely, Johnny. We appreciate you, man. Salute.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's what it is, man.
Now,
can we get Johnny, before you get off and pass it off to Scarface, can we get a quick, this is Johnny Nash, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online, if possible?
Hi, this is Johnny Nash, and I'm playing golf with my cousin, Brad Scarface, and we're happy to be with you. Hold on.
You going in? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Face, you put your government out there.
What did you say?
He said, I'm out here with my cousin. He put your government out there. Johnny Funky is, I don't know.
Yeah, he is, motherfucker. It's all good shit.
He is
y'all look on the credits on Bob Marley's albums, and Johnny Nash wrote a lot of that Bob Marley shit.
Oh, word? That's what's
what?
Up.
Yeah,
that's
Johnny Nash,
up.
Man. Y'all look him up. And then his big smash record was I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. He had a big fucking record. Play that shit. That's
no, they still play that joint now. Like, that's a classic song.
Like,
that's
his
a
fucking
classic song. Dude.
His fucking mailbox money way longer than mine. Bob Marley shit go platinum every year, don't it? Or damn near top line. Yeah, that man get hella money out here.
That's real talk right there, man.
Yeah.
And Face, another question I got for you before I throw it to my other co-host. Face, you know, being in the industry, you got good times, you got bad times. What do you feel was your hardest adversity that you had to deal with?
Shit. You know what? I think that my hardest adversity would be, you know, Getting finding a situation where it would be more beneficial for me, you know, to put my own records out. You know, that was that's the tough one. That was a struggle right there to be able to put my own shit out. You know, to be responsible for my own career. You know, rather than you know, the money touching other. A few hands before it touched mine, you know, I want to go direct. So that's part of my plan, you know, is to go, you know, as a brand to a label, you know, and run all my shit through there. And that was one of the hardest adversities to get past, you know, something else going on to where I couldn't do it. You know, now I feel like it's right here on this hill, right? Now I feel like I can make the move. And I look forward to it. And I got a great mixtape getting ready to drop. here in the next.
Yeah, tell us about that. Tell us about that, Face, because I heard that joint about to be retarded. Tell us about that.
It's Dope Man Music. Scarface presents Dope Man Music. It's a mixtape that I put together. And you know I'm not going to half step on shit that I do, so you know what it is.
We already know.
So check me out. I'm going to send it to Drama and let Drama put his touch on it, I guess. But it's fire, and you're going to enjoy it, you know.
That's what it is.
Be available for download, you know, however you want to do it.
That ain't gonna work.
Well, I got let me holler at this other co-host, and I got to get back on this because
That's what it is. I'm gonna let you go ahead and add your final thoughts, guys, with Scarface. If we gotta go ahead and get into his golf game. Ebony, question?
Yes, Face. My final thoughts and questions to you is: can you let our listeners know what you perceive the three key elements of business is?
Well, first and foremost, you got to get you a good lawyer. Second of all, you got to get a good accountant. And third of all, you got to have a great plan for people to buy into. So, just something to think about. Lawyer, accountant, and something to sell.
That's what it is. Google real quick.
Yeah, just keep an eye out on Twitter, man. And I got another page called the Retweet Squad, and we just going to support you. That's a nationwide promotion team because I am, like, the representing Lush Radio like that on the marketing tip. So we going to appreciate you and stay with you, man. Just keep an eye on us on Twitter. That's my final thought. We got you.
We got you,
bro. And your uncle, man. I wanted that hook, though. I wanted him to say, I can see clearly.
He's not going to do that shit. That's out.
I know. But I appreciate you, man.
Listen, I'm going to get on Twitter when I get done, and I'm going to drop the world-famous F-bomb, so y'all get ready, okay?
Okay.
That's what's up.
Man.
I'll holler back.
Right,
1,000.
We love you to death, man. That's what it is, man.
I love y'all, too, man. 1,000. Outro.
1,000. There you go, man. We had the world famous, the man with the plan, and we had Johnny Cash on it. Like, we got 2-1. Ain't that crazy right there?
I know.
Ebony and Google. Like,
that's unbelievable. I'm going in, yo.
Hey, yo, this was classic tonight, yo. This is classic tonight, man. I'm going to go in and open the line for True, son. Hey, True, how'd you feel about that, son? We had the Godfather live in the building, man.
Yo, man, all I can say, man, Lush Radio Online, man, they through the roof right now.
Wow.
Ow.
Let's something else, boy. Let's something else.
Hey. Yeah, hold on. She had the all-time classic Johnny Nash on there. Man,
I'm done.
Success.
They golfing. But they golfing, though.
Yeah.
They're out there golfing, dog. And they doing the interview at the same time, dog.
Yeah, I wish I was out there, man. You know
what
I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
Golf course. I don't know shit about golfing, but I just wanted to be there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the OGs and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Give you a cigar. I'm gonna give you his cigar so he can chill and take it all in. I gotta give you his cigar. I'm gonna make sure he got his cigar on deck.
Yeah,
I got you,
true,
son. I got you, my dude.
That's my shit
from Brooklyn. I read Brooklyn all day. Shout out to Marcus Project. I got you on the cigar.
I got my cigar clipper too. All that, my initial cigar clipper, cigar holding, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. All I need is a good cigar, a good nice one.
Brooklyn baby.
Yo, let me ask Ebony, my girl over there. Ebony, how did you feel about that, man? Scarface, and we had Johnny Cash on the joint. Like, how you feel about that right now, yo? Johnny Nash, like, how you feel about that?
Man, I think that's just, like, history in the making. Like, goodness gracious. I'm so glad that these shows are archived so we can listen to this show over and over again. That was just history in the making.
Yo, how many people can get Scarface on the line, dog? And Johnny? Come on, man. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. What?
Hush. You better hush. Who did that? Wait a minute. Oh, love, you through the roof. What? Who's outside your roof? This honest, loyal-ass shit we doing.
Yo, all I can say is
do Sun Ali for the Tina track. Loyalty.
All I can say is that we love Scarface. We love Doggy Diamonds. We salute me and X for providing us for this interview, for real. Salute Big Sis. I love you to death. Yo, I will rub your feet, for real, because you definitely held me down with this one.
Crazy,
for real. Man. That's my sis right there, man. I love her to death. I love her to death. She ain't feeling that well right now. She's kind of under the weather, so everybody pray for her that she feel better and stuff. She was feeling kind of sick, so, you know. And I just want to say that, yo, I'm humbled. I'm honored to have all these wonderful people come in and rock with the show and support the show. They could be anywhere. Like, Scarface was at a golf course. He getting money right now. He didn't have to call in here, but he did. And I appreciate him for that. I'm humbled for that. We all appreciate him for that, for real, real talk. You know what I mean? Scarface was live on the line. Scarface. Do you understand when I was growing up, yo, and I heard, I never seen the man cry till I seen the man die. Yo, do you understand? Like, I was like, yo, do you understand that? Y'all understand how serious this was for me right now, son?
That's what's up.
Like, that was, like, real serious right there. Like, that take me back. And he got fire. He got fire coming out from what I heard. He got some real fire coming out. So y'all better watch for that, and I will be getting exclusives from him. So, yo, all right, Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games. Scarface. Yeah. Scarface was in the building with us, man. Who does that, man? Real
Blicker,
talk.
Blicker.
Yeah. We got callers on the line because Scarface was just on the line. We're going to go into our hot or not in a few seconds. I'm going to go ahead and open this line for these callers. You got quick shout outs or anything, we make them real quick. Shout out where you from, what your Twitter is real quick. Call it from the 951. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam?
What's going down to St. Marley calling in? You know what I'm saying? St. Marley, yo, what's going on?
Where you from? I can barely hear you. Where you calling
where you from, fam?
Oh, I'm out here in Riverside right now, but I'm from Virginia. You know what I mean? I want to shout out Virginia, shout out Ebony. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio, appreciate it, much love. I got a show coming up at Cal State San Bernardino on Saturday, April 3rd. Chuck D from Public Enemy going to be up there. Isaiah Washington, Money B from Digital Underground going to be up there. It's going to be real heavy.
That's what it is.
Glad
you
enjoyed this show.
Thanks for calling, Sam. Thanks for calling.
Hit Ebony with that information so we can blast it out, fam. Thanks for calling.
Right.
Appreciate you. That's what it is. We got another caller from a block number. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam?
Hey, what's good? What's good? This big thing from the Bay Area West Coast from Made Man Entertainment. How y'all doing out there?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane. What's good, boo-boo?
Oh,
absolutely
man.
True.
What's good?
Hey, I'm just so sad because I met Scarface. Because of me and Scarface from the same town. I'm originally from Houston. So, you know, I kind of missed this call, though. But that's all good, though, because I'm just got a chance, you know, get some new material from him. So, hey, I'm happy for him, man, because, hey, that's my idol. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. So, and big ups to NYC out there, too.
That's
Jersey,
what it is.
NYC, Brooklyn, Marcy, everybody.
We here.
Thanks, man, for calling. We
appreciate
every 6 o'clock is Fridays, man. We appreciate you, man. 6 o'clock on Fridays. Tell everybody we listen. Lush Radio is 6 o'clock on Fridays. We just had a classic show, man. We appreciate you hanging on with us, man.
That's real talk right there. We about to get into the hot or not. You know what time it is, hot or not. We was gonna do it earlier, but you know we had the world famous Scarface call in with Johnny Nash, come on now. Two classics and one, get out of here. Shout out to Doggy Diamond also out there doing his thing on Fourth DVD. Make sure you support my comrade, my brother from another mother. Make sure you support my big brother, Scarface, and his cousin, Johnny Nash, live in the building.
I love that.
They make me want to go pick up a freaking nine iron and all that.
Yeah, he said get a golf club. He told y'all to get a golf club.
Go get a golf club. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Go get a golf club. Hey, Les, we gonna take that one. We gonna take that one on Twitter right now. That's going on live.
They're spending money.
We're gonna get some real people about this and what he said. Go get a golf club. Check it out. Get some of that money. Get some of that money. That golf money. That's easy. We're gonna blog Scarface. Show you how to be bloggers. We Brooklyn bloggers, Jersey bloggers. We take it from the Marcy to Marcy and everything else like that, man. Show y'all how to blog. We blog for real over here at Lush Radio. Knock it off.
That's what it is, man. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, if you're just tuning in, man. And when we bring you on, we want to know if you like this song. It's hot or not, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, I'm going to go ahead. I got a song from my man Jay Hood. You know what I'm saying? He came on the show the other day. And this joint right here is called Turn It Up. And, you know, we all the way turned up on Lush Radio Online. And my man, he been gone for a minute, but he back with some heat. And you know, we be turned up. So, you know, I'm kind of biased about this joint. So, I want to know what y'all think. Turn it up.
Bang, let's get it. Streets can't stop playing, turn it up. Yeah, turn my nigga, yeah, turn it up. Get the guap while you can, just run it up. That's what I'ma do. Turn it up. Allow me to set the record straight. Every time I step in the booth, I regulate. On my team sweet, I need hella cake. You got a pair of J's from 28, very fake. Always with a dime, but I don't care what change though. You ride shotgun and blow range, run hard body flow. Hip hop, stop singing, run up on me. I'm been ill before the cab was fast on. So skinny, but artillery man long. Get your laugh on, I get your sad zone. Jack boys run up on you. Body bag of beats, send a jack to the mall. Killing shit, send an instrument to the low. Pro that's active, need training. Stop fronting, my nigga, you ain't. I made your deal, but still a nigga that's out of line. Dream of being better than waking up, apologize. I got a bad bitch, I want my bitch bad. Haters mad, she out to meet her in the city cat. Put you in a Finney bag, with a Chanel head. Got whole money now, don't sell bread. Bars is blazing, black is amazing. That's why they hating, my nigga, this shit. Oh, yeah, the streets can't stop playing, turn it up. Yeah, turn, my nigga, yeah, burn it up. Get the guap while you can, run it up. And that's what I'ma do. Turn it up. 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 Fred Krueger track, I'm burnt up. 5'7", but I walk with a sweat too. I said, you rat, why you be riding with the L, boo? Cause I hold weight, got a long cake. Better than a coke cat that sniffed my whole eight. Bottle of yak, got a nigga drinking. Kush got me stankin', man, this shit, Judge act bad, motherfucker beat the case. Hoes box pink like the finger feet. Got that white girl, white girl. Let her look for you, let her look type girl. Beat it right, I mean, beat it right. Said she left a man because he didn't treat it right. We'll see tonight to ride me, we need a bike. My joint hanging in my sex game. Saucy.com, I'll be locked down. We can spit fire, I can make a hot song. My bar super dumb, I'm super hard. Click head too bright, I'm super smart. I can scoop your broad, but don't let me start. TV, believe me, I'll see your car. The game is full of frauds, we're supposed to be ignored. My name ringing and this shit. Streets can't stop playing, turn it up. Yeah, turn my nigga, yeah, burn it up. Get the guap while you can, burn it up. And that's what I'ma do. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Man, this shit.
your turn, my nigga. Burn it up. Get the guap while you can. Run it up. And that's what I'ma do. Turn it up.
What it is, that's what it is. Is it hot or not? Let's go to the phone lines and ask the people. And we also got Manuel, she say, also for a hot or not. But right now, that was Jay Hood. Turn it up. Ebony, what you think about that? Is it hot or is it not?
Oh, that was hot with a big H.
Oh,
we
yeah,
all the way turned up.
All the way turned up. Shout out to all of our people in the chat room. Definitely showing that love and all our listeners. You're live on Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you need. Jay Hood, turn it up. Is it hot or not? Goo, what you think about that? Is it hot or not?
Shout out to the Jay Hood, the whole camp Jay Hood. Yeah, that's a hot record, man. I like the whole hot. They got that boom bap. That boom bap is what I'm rocking with, so everybody knows. Go on my Twitter, so you're going to hear them exclusives. That boom bap is all 100, man. Let's go.
That's what it is.
Let's
shout out to my girl. Shout out to my girl Rod Digger that came on earlier this
yeah.
week too. Shout out to Rod
yeah.
Rod. We love you,
yeah.
baby. You know what I'm saying? And True Son, what did you think about that? Was that hot or not from Jay Hood?
Yo.
Was that hot or not, fam? Hot or not?
Nah, I don't know. I'm in the middle right now.
You in the middle with that one?
Yeah, I'm in the middle right there.
Oh,
I was,
right then. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was lost a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They had me in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I was rocking, but I don't know. I kind of lost interest a little
okay.
bit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? That's why I say I'm in the middle. Definitely was banging, though. Had a nice track and all that.
All right. Good money, then. All right. That's what it is. We got caller from the 845, you're live on Lush Radio Online.
Is it hot or not?
Who that on that end?
845, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Is it hot or not?
Yeah.
It was hot. It was definitely hot. I haven't heard anything new from Jay Hood in a little while. It was definitely hot.
Okay, that's what it is. And our boy S. Colley is in the chat room live right now, and he said that
that's
hot one from S. Colley right there. So we got a unanimous hot on that one. We got another new joint in the arsenal. And this joint is from your man Manuel. This one is called, let me look in here. Yeah, Manuel. It is called She Say. We want to know, guys, from all over, is it hot or is it not? We got to throw this in the arsenal. Tell us what you think. If it stink like doo-doo, then go ahead and flush it down the toilet if it's not hot. Let's go to this, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online. Hot or not?
Hey, listen to the words she said.
Uh-huh.
My life.
Hey, gotta love it.
She say she lost without me. I tell her that she better find a way. What's the mad acting like? You don't know the time of day. Nothing changed, baby girl. I'm the same old me. Still here, still waiting for my day to go free. Still thinking too much. Yeah, my brain OD. Still thinking of your touch, but I'm way OT. They told me that you ain't the same old you. And I could see it for myself. You ain't the same old you. My same old boo. Now I know you ain't so true. But this is life. What niggas in the game go through. Shame on you. You could put the blame on you. You doing everything you said that you ain't gonna do. My name on you. But you ain't representing it right. Getting drunk on the daily. Bending the night. Repenting is like a waste of breath. A waste of your time. And for me, just thinking about it's like a waste of my mind. And she said,
I feel like I'm a
but you're going about it wrong. You're destroying your life. Immature, so you need some type of toy in your life. Insecure, so you need some type of boy in your life. Can't wait to find a bride, I'ma spoil my wife. A real woman that'll ride and be loyal for life. I wonder whatever happened to the girl I fell in love with. She held me down, but I'ma excel above it. I remember them late nights on the phone, making to you acting like I'm the best thing that ever happened to you. If I was, you wouldn't let me go so easy. This chick slick, I never met a hoe so greasy. Believe me, girl, it hurt to call you a hoe, but I've been disappointed in her more than you know. And she said, never could trust. I can't do nothing now but bow my head in disgust. You live and you earn. With the time, you get what you earn. But the table's done turned, and who isn't concerned?
Lush back in the building on Lush Radio Online, one of the hottest spots in the world on the internet. Yo, like I said, man, this is hot or not. And you know, we always give an opportunity for independent artists to get their shine on the show. So that one was from Manuel. She say, so tell me, people, I want your honest opinion. Is it hot or is it not? Let me know what you think, okay, on Lush Radio Online. Let me know what you think. Ebony, what you think about that, booby?
Hi, sweetie.
What do you think about that, booby?
I actually enjoyed that little cut that was just on. I liked the melody of the music, and I liked the way how his music, you know what I'm saying, like the rhymes that he was saying, it actually told a story. So I was digging it. I had to tune it in to hear exactly what he was going to say, but I was feeling it.
That's what it is. You heard it first from Ebony. She says she's giving it a hot. We're going to go to my man, Future Guru 100.
Yeah.
Guru,
yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's definitely you can hear something going on with the whole verses and hooks bouncing on the track. It's definitely something I was feeling as far as him delivering it. Yeah, he bought it. I'm shouting out the whole movement because that's something I have on promotion. So Connecticut is on the map with that. I love that joint. You know, a little bit of meaning. I could tell he was putting with it. That's all I was putting with it. Put myself out there with it.
Okay, all right. And I'm gonna go there to Tucson. True, what you think about that joint, fam? True, you there? Hello. All right. Caller from the block number. Were you able to hear the song? Do you think it's hot or not?
Yeah, that shit was all right. That shit was decent. You know what I'm saying? That fucking J Hood shit, like, that shit was fucked up. Like, damn, man. Shout out to J Hood. You know what I mean? When she can catch that nigga, it's on the popping.
That's what it is. And who is this on the line with us?
This Big Bosca, we out in Brownsville, representing the Plaza of Brownsville.
Brownsville in the building, East New York, Rockaway Avenue, my shout out to my
grandma. Already know, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly, you know what I mean? We ain't going to lie. We going to keep it real. I'll just motherfucker tell you what it is. That shit that, what it is. The L shit that just played, that shit was all right, you know what I mean? But that J Hood shit is like, come on, his career is fucked up, man. And that's just keeping it real, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But shouts to you, Lush, you know what I mean? You doing your motherfucking thing.
I appreciate you, man. That's what it is, man.
All right, why?
Brownsville in the building. That's what it is, man. We live in the building, man. All day, every day, giving you high to notch, man. Let me see if True Son is back. True, you back?
Yo, my phone was on mute and shit.
Yo, I unmuted you, man. You know what I'm saying? Where you at? You was eating some chicken? Was good. Hot at me. White Castle? Was good. So I didn't stop playing with you. True. So was it hot or not? What did you think about the joint, fam?
You know, something always going down over here at the BK Hood Star Ranch, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was checking it out, homie. How about not? Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the 50-50 because, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't want people to be like, yo, he an artist, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he hating on my music, like, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know what I mean, it could be better, so I don't know. You know what I mean? Shout out to them artists though that's grinding though, because you know what I'm saying? I know what it's like, you know what I'm saying? You're looking for that good sound, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Everybody's not going to like it, you know what I'm saying? And not to say that it's bad, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to go 50-50. I'm gonna go half and half on that one, you know what I'm saying?
That's real talk right there. Make sure you follow True Son Ali at True Son Ali, www.truesonali.com. As Kali said that he said it was a nice track. He thought it was real soulful, felt song. I myself am kind of in between with the song. I kind of like the hook with the girl. It kind of, you know, I think it kind of threw me off a little bit. But it's a nice song. It has potential and stuff like that. But I'm kind of stuck in between with it, you know. So I would give it a hot, but I would give it a little H. Not the capital H, but the little H. So, but yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we appreciate everybody that submits their music for the Hot or Not on Friday. And we're here to support independent artists. And we also bring majors. And come on, we had a classic show today. Like, come on, man. Who does this? Who does this, man? Who does what we do? You know what I'm saying? I got one of the hottest co-hosts in the building, Ebony representing the Cali area. And I got Future Guru representing Irvington, New Jersey. We go hard in the paint out here, man. For real. And we do
we do
real things. We do big things, man. We don't play games out here. And it's the truth. We love, you know, realness, and this is what we talk about, man. And you know what? Just because I feel like it, I feel like taking y'all back. Remember where you were when you heard this song? You better think real quick, because when I finish playing this song, tell me where you were at when you heard this song for the first time.
I'ma show you how, come on, all in
tell me where you was at when you first heard this song, like, real talk, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the B-boy standing in my B-boy stand. Hurry up and give me the microphone before I bust them up. Because I'm off the up anguish. My language is disputed. Honest is heavyweight, but still undisputed. Where was you at, yo? Real talk. Tell me you wasn't trying to smash somebody in the head off that joint. Ebony, where were you at?
Where was I at that time? I think I was, actually I was in Ohio. In high school,
Ohio?
I believe. Yeah, I was in Ohio and in middle school. Actually, I was in middle school. Probably, I don't know where I was at, what I was doing at
that
time.
I
was in Ohio. And I think I was probably in elementary school, actually. Yeah, I think that's where I was at.
Yo, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a Lush Radio throwback for y'all. Just throw y'all off. I want to see how good y'all memory was and where you were. Google, where were you at, man, when you first heard that joint, fam?
But I just got to say, shout out to the record pool I was involved with back in the days when those kind of records was out. And Abby and Moving Records and East Orange, she held the whole East Orange and Newark Irvington down when DJs came in. Wanted to buy records, so I already spent like $100 a week on records. So, you know, everybody that know that kind of shit was crates and carrying crates up the stairs. That's what I was doing. I got it before it broke. I had that record before it broke, but it hit the MTV videos and stuff. See, I seen that kind of stuff. People don't understand what it takes to break a record. Like, it's work. Like, so get that through your thick skulls. Enjoy
that's
the show.
Like
get your pen in the pad, man. Onyx did it hard with that joint. Bang.
That's what it is, man.
Yep.
And my boy representing BK Hood Stars. You know what I'm saying? The voice of Brooklyn, True Son Ali, www.TrueSonAli.com. True, where was you at when you first heard this joint?
Hey, man, I don't know where I was at, man, but I know that was my shit. I tell you that, man. Onyx was one of my favorite hip hop. I mean, we talking about when hip hop was hip hop. You know what I'm saying? We talking about when you could get, you know what I'm saying, a good hand, like two handfuls of good, some good hip hop from artists. You know what I'm saying? And that make me want to shout out all the real, you know what I'm saying, hip hop rap groups. You know what I'm saying? Like Onyx was definitely one of the dope ones. You know what I'm saying? Definitely Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? MRP, Helter Skelter. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about. That's real group members spitting some live shit, man. For real.
That's real talk right there. Caller from the 317, where were you at when you first heard Onyx Slam? Where were you at, fam?
What's up? It's your boy, Collie.
Hey, yeah, it's
Collie.
What year did that come out, man?
Like
80
something?
Like
80,
oh,
like 80,
man. Like, where was you at,
Kylie? Man, I was born in 85, bro, so I don't even, I probably still had on my little white walking shoes when it came out, man.
You had those shoes that you kicked the hell out of somebody, the walking shoes.
I carried all the records back then for you.
I probably had on them little white, them first steps on when
don't
I had.
Don't worry about it, man.
God damn, my man said he had the first steps on. Dang, that's the throwback.
I carried all the crates for you upstairs back then. Don't worry about it. I carried all the crates upstairs by myself up there back then. And the speakers. Don't worry about it.
I think I was in middle school or something, and that joint came out, and that's when I was like hard bodying the hip hop, and I was trying to be a rapper and everything, and I was like, yo, the sticky fingers part always got me. Like that shit was like the hardest joint on it to me, and like I would always like, yo, anytime them cats did a show, cats would be like in a fight. Because it was retarded after that song. No, everybody was, because this one was so hard. Like, that was the heart that, like, Onyx, come on, man. Slam! Man, let's go back right there, man. Classic.
Yeah,
man.
That's a classic, definitely.
Yo, Kylie, man, you missed Dropkick, man. I wish you was in.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it, man.
We got 2-1-1. Yo, he had Johnny Nash on the joint. The cat that did, I can see clearly now the rain is going came through, yo. Like,
yeah, I heard him on
real royalty money. Real royalty.
Man, some money I need.
Big mailbox money.
Okay.
Hey, about that, hey, Callie, we going to get to the moon, too.
So ask Callie, man, tell us what's new. I know them drops is in my inbox like it was yesterday, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. And they are in my inbox like yesterday because I'm looking at it right now. You were so good on timing.
Yeah, right now I'm just working on my mixtape. I put a track out on Twitter. Louisiana Cash is boss. I fucking murdered that track, man. That's retarded.
That's what it is, man.
All
I'm saying is, can we get these exclusive? That's all I'm saying. Let's get these exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, slide it over
right.
There. Yeah. That's what it is. Slide it over there so, you know what I'm saying, we can definitely support you. Shout out to Money Matt, a Stop Beef for Radio, man. I love that dude to death. That's the coolest dude ever. I love him, too.
Man.
For real. That's one dude that supports anybody. You know what I'm saying? As long as you support real G's, they support you. He support people, man. Support Stop Beef for Radio. They are my affiliates. That's my brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? My G go hard body in the paint. And, you know, when he believes in something, he go hard for it. And he wants nothing but the embeddement of all people that believe in what they do. So please support Money Matt and Stop Beef for Radio. S. Kali, the whole squad, Chusun Ali, Ebony, Cookie, you know what I'm saying, Mia X, Scarface, the real Scarface, D.A. Scarface. He will answer you on Twitter. He's a good dude. And also shout out to our boy Doggy Diamonds, man, for real holding us down out there on the DVD level. We love him to death, yo. It's all love on Lush Radio Online, man. And due to the time, I can't see my switchboard no more. We got to end the show. You know, and it was a classic show. We had S. Kali call in, and it's a pleasure always to have you on the show, and we love you to death. And throw your Twitter out there real quick, you know, before we head off.
Twitter, /S_COLLI, S. Kali. I'm in the building, baby, not town all day, 100 ENT, letter Yang, who I'm a fool, requested everywhere.
That's what it is. Make sure you guys check out my Twitter. Lush Radio Online, Future Guru 100, Ebonesha, K-Star Beauty, Chusun Ali, The Real Scarface, Doggy Diamond, the whole squad, Retreat Squad, our whole squad, our whole camp. If you support us, we support you. It's real out here. We don't play no games, man. And I'm real humble. I'm nobody out here. I'm a small person trying to get a nut, as they say, a squirrel trying to get a nut out here. All I'm trying to do is support people that believe in what they believe in. If you believe in yourself, I believe in you. If you invest in yourself, I will invest in you. Support one another. Stop tearing and taking away from each other, you know. And happy Passover. Enjoy your Easter. Make sure you pray for your enemies and pray for yourself. And make sure that you keep your eye on the prize. Make sure you stay focused. There's a difference between grinding and being focused. Focus on what needs to get done. Take care of your priorities. And then move on to the next thing. Because sometimes we want to throw our eggs in this and that. Make sure you master one thing instead of mastering everything. And really, you haven't done anything. Real talk. On Lush Radio Online. We salute all the G's that came through today. And make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Look out for the new website that's going to be coming up soon. Check out my new photo shoot pictures. Check out my pictures with DJ Carmelo, one of the hottest DJs from Hot 97. We were up at Sofas. Check out that situation on TwitPix. Also, check out, I took a picture with DJ Enough, one of another hot DJs from Hot 97. Shout out to Nick Storm, rocking with Ciroc. You know, the whole squad. We here, Lush Radio Online. We turned all the way up. Keep winning, no matter what. This is how we do, man. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm a little person, and it takes a whole community to move as one. You know, and that's what it is. Lush Radio Online, and we out of here. I'm about to go see Tyler Perry's movie. I'm going to go support this dude. You already know what it is. I'm out of here. I'm about to do my movie review. When I come back from the movie thing, I'm going to holler at y'all, man. See y'all. Enjoy your family. Happy Passover. We out. Lush Radio. I'm out.